I'm so falling in love, and it's not a good thing because I know that this is ultimately not going to end. It's not going to happen. So I need to talk that through with you. I need to express that to you, okay? And if I haven't said enough already, that's just where I am, so that you know. Bye.
To say thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, let me leave your ass alone. I just felt like you was trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is because I was right, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick style.
Dean, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her, having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man myself, my ass. I got the man mindset, mindset. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers when it comes to dating, talking and sex, keep your conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be keep it cold, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. See, no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve. That is unique. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right. So tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it popping. Ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options because you know you got it. So fly, so fresh. Yes, this is the man mindset.
It is.
game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
All right. Put the banner up. All right. Oh, hey. I don't know why that's coming out bad. Oh, it looks bad over there and better over here. All right. All right. What is going on, everybody? It is your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. This is the Man Mindset Show. This show right here, we teach nothing but original game for guys out there. And I want to let you guys know that everything that we are saying and everything that we're saying out here, shout out to everybody on the tech side that is joining us as well. This show is 100% original. This show is 100% authentic. All the information that you're getting is from me, the Man Mindset, and nobody else. So we are not regurgitating anything that anybody else is using. But what we want to say to all you guys that are listening right here, okay, we want to welcome you all in. If you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. Shout out to the 296 people who broke the record on 6922. Want to give you guys a shout out. Gentlemen, this is the Man Mindset Show, and what we ask all you guys do, if you get the chance and the opportunity, is hit that button. Go ahead and like. Go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and hit the notification so you can get updates whenever we have new shows, because there's something I want to drop on you. We are about to drop some new YouTube shorts. We're going to try to do it every day, spitting out rules of the game. I only got a minute to spit some rules out, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do some YouTube shorts. So, so I'll be giving that as well. But everybody, listen to me. As I said, I know I keep showing you this paper right here. I can't really break all this down. I've been seeing this paper right here, and I am working on something big for you that's absolutely free. No one on the dating side has done this, and I will be the first one to do this. But I do want to show y'all how the mind works, so I don't want y'all to understand that what we're going to do today, you'll see this is the thought process that I had, okay? I came up with the idea of the show, and I wrote it out, and we have the templates to go with it. But I just want to show you why we ours and nobody else is using it, because it's coming from my mind. But I ask all you guys out here, and this is part of it. I'm telling you. Most guys lose because you guys do not really want to be steward of the game. I can't tell you how many guys that I got to tell over and over again, get off your lazy ass, go ahead and get your puzzle pieces, drive back home, dump the puzzle pieces on the table, and begin to put them together. Most of you guys say you want to learn game, but you're not doing this. And we're going to talk about this. All of this is going to connect. All of this is going to connect. Also, I want to give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there, all the chat room dogs out there. I appreciate all you guys out there. I want to give you guys a shout out. All the ladies out there, you know who you are. What's up, girl? I want to give you a shout out. But also, guys, one more thing I want you guys to do is get your notebooks out. If you have a question, put a Q in there if you have a question. If you're texting someone and you don't know who you're texting and you need help, put a T in there. Or to call into the show, and we will be happy to answer any of your questions. Let me line that up. I got that all off. Let me line that up. Oh, there we go. All right. So we got it. Okay. So I got my monitor here. So we got you guys. So we want you guys to call in. We want you guys to ask questions and all this other stuff. Yeah. Well, it shouldn't be blurry right now. I'm looking at my main over here. This one is not blurry, but what is blurry for some reason, I don't know why it's blurry. Yeah, I'm coming in clear over here. I'm looking at my other main thing. It looks really clean. So I don't know. Is it still blurry to you guys? Are y'all seeing blurry? Just let me know. Is it still blurry? Because it looks clear on my screen over here. So just let me know, is it still blurry? Because it looks clear on the screen I'm looking at. So you're saying it is blurry? You're saying it is blurry. Let me see him. Stop cam. That cam is stopped. All right. Hold on. Let me see something. Oh, no. Give me a sec, and I'll go to general. It says our quality is 1080p, so it's showing that it's not blurry. I don't see a blur on my end. I don't see how y'all are seeing blur. But you're saying it is blurry. That is odd. Because I, that's odd. If it's blurry, okay, well, I want to make sure that y'all, okay, so now let me look at what everyone's saying. I see blur on one side, but I see clear on another side, okay? So it is weird that it's blurry. Maybe refresh, I don't know, but it is, seems like it's blurry. But I got it clear on my other screen, on my other computer. I'm running two computers, so one is, all right. Try and look at that from your phone, see what we're saying. So you're saying it is blurry. Blurry again. So what I'm going to do, well, let me see. Hold on, Sean. Give me a second. I got to fix up the blur, man. I'm getting some pixelations. I see pixelations and stuff. Okay. So give me a second. Okay, you're still blurry at 10. Okay, hold on, guys. I appreciate all the help. Let me make sure everything. I got everything at 1080 P. That's the best it's got. Still blurry. I wonder where the blur. The blur should be coming frying from this. I wiped the camera a few times. The camera can't be dirty. I just wiped it. Look. Wait a second. Wait. I know what we do. Let me go run. Let me do a Z2 commercial. Let me do a Z2 commercial and get the wipes. I'm gonna pull out the wipes. Give me a second, guys. I'm going to pull out the wipes. Give me a second. That's not it. Let me go ahead and grab an ad real quick. Let's go to Z2. Let's go to ZebraTube real quick. Let me go ahead and get my wipes, and we're going to try. I'm going to wipe it down correctly, okay? That's fine. Where's my damn ZebraTube at? Give me a second. And we will try to fix this mistake. I apologize to you guys. Where's my ZebraTube at? Jeez, I can't even find ZebraTube. Hold on a second. Hold on, guys. We give it 1 second. We got to talk because we got a lot to talk about. And I don't want to talk to you off this all blurry and stuff. So let me just grab an ad. Let me just pop an ad in there. We will be right back. It's the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Give me a second. We'll drop this, and we'll be right back.
While everyone is out there bitching about women going their own way or telling guys never to date women, see, what kind of fuckboy shit is that? I'm sorry. Anyway, while they're doing everything to make you run from women, Steve is doing everything he can to push you closer. Welcome to the Man Mindset chat line. If you're ready to spit some yak or put some flavor in her ear, call this number now. You say you want women? Well, now's your chance.
All right, so now, all right. Wait a second. Is it clear? It looks clear now. It looks clear. Hold on. I just want to make sure. Now, how your boy looking now? How's your boy looking now? Mess with me. Am I clear now? Come on, dogs. Am I clear? Am I clear now? Better? Good? There we go. Got the wipes. Clean up with the wipes. All right, now we can get into, now we're clear. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you being patient with me. Everything is clear. Everything is good. I appreciate you guys. So let's go into what I was saying before I had the technical difficulty. Thank you very much, chat room. I appreciate all the chat room guys out there, women, thank you very much. I just want to give you all a quick announcement. Like I said, I'm going to be dropping some YouTube shorts on rules of the game. I only got a minute to spit game, so I'm going to start kicking out rules of the game. That's something extra and free that we're going to be dropping to you guys out there, just to let you know. Now, last night, I gave you guys an assignment, and I don't know if you did the assignment, whether you did it or you didn't do it. We've got to push forward because we cannot wait for everybody just to watch what we were talking about. And the thing that we were talking about on yesterday's show, we were discussing a show called, the show was called The Village. The show was called The Village. And what we talked about, I told all you guys out there to please go ahead and download and watch that show, because we're going to talk about what we're talking about today that's really deep, that's very important, and we want you guys to soak all this information up, okay? And we're going to talk about The Village, like I say, are you ready, gentlemen, to leave your village? That's what we're going to be talking about today. Are you ready to leave your village? We're going to be breaking it down. But we're also going to break down how, when you intrigue a woman. Now, I don't know. Remember, we showed the paper. I'm going to show my guys over Tagged First. They see it first. All right. But let me show you guys. I showed you guys this. Remember, the only way to get to sex is this point right here, and that is making her feel sexy. And we're going to talk about sexy as well, because you can have her leave her thought processes of what she thinks and see you as somebody she wants to be with more than actually a friend. So that's what we're going to talk about, and that's what we're going to discuss. If you have any questions, put a Q in there, and I got you covered. We'll answer all your questions. Guys, you can call in. We got you covered. And I want to say thank you for everybody that's here. I appreciate everybody that's here. Please, guys, get your notebooks out, because we have a lot to discuss and we have a lot to talk about. So we got you, man. I appreciate all you guys out there, just to say thank you very much for who you are and why you're here. But let me answer this one question real quick before we get into the show. And the guy's asking, what is the best way to text a woman apart from other guys in order to get a woman interested in you? Well, this is what we're going to be talking about today. And again, see, the problem is that you're trying to text a woman to be interested in you versus creating an interesting person inside of you. See, the problem is it is a great question, sir, but it's like a woman saying happiness is in a dress, a shoe, or a purse. You're trying to find interesting outside of you, and that is never going to happen for you guys when you look for interesting outside of you. Interesting must be something that is internally built. You cannot fake interesting. You cannot put something on to be interesting. And that's why I keep telling you, most of you guys that create your profiles, most of you guys that create your photos and stuff like that, on you think that's going to make you interesting, or you think what you type is going to make you interesting. Interesting starts from the moment you begin to talk, okay? Last question before we continue this. Black is asking, how do you set a date and a time? Brother, this is not hard. You set a date by choosing a date and set a time by choosing a time. And I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, because I can't believe that that's even a question. And I'm sure everybody watching is asking, are you serious? Come on, man. You got to grow up. Y'all got to let your nuts drop from your stomach. But let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go ahead and chop it up. Okay, gentlemen? So I told you guys to watch The Village, because we were talking about last night the choices that you have, the pathways and the roads that you have, okay? And what's very important that we're talking about and discussing is, I told you guys to watch an M. Night Shyamalan movie called The Village to understand not only what's happening in your world, in your mind, but is also happening in her world, in her mind. Now, first, we're going to talk about you guys. We'll talk about the women. Then we'll connect all this together as we always do. But this is why what we do is so different, because we are showing you through other things of game is always around you. And they're always telling you things about game that sometimes you don't see nor understand. So let's go ahead and discuss M. Night Shyamalan. Now, guys, if y'all want to see what I'm about to show you, anybody watching outside of Instagram or outside of TikTok, just go to the Man Mindset on YouTube and you will see what I'm posting up for these people to see live on air. But as I'm posting it up there, I'm going to break it down to you guys and get this together. So let's go ahead and get into what it's about. Now, for those people who have never seen this, let me explain what it is about. What the Village is about the forefathers, or what they call the forefathers. It's a group of people that decided, because of how the outside world was, how bad or sinful and all these things. Well, I forgot the specifics of how bad it was. What they decided to do is they decided to create a place that had no telephone, no electricity. It was like from the 1800s. It was like a, it was like 17. It was just like an open area of a village that is like, I'm talking Quaker, like out in the middle of nowhere, that was surrounded by trees. And what they did was they made sure that they presented what they were doing as a way to show people that they're actually living in real time, even though they were not in the real time. But in order to keep those people in the village, they created rules and things of, you cannot have these flowers around, because see, they're saying that there are creatures outside those woods that they made an agreement with. And the creatures that they made an agreement with said this: don't have the flowers out or they will come and attack. Don't go past the village walls or they will attack. If things are marked, or if you hear a bell, that means they're coming in. And when they come in, you must hide and all these other things. So what they would do is they kept these people in the village based off of fear, based off of fear, until something happened where a girl liked a guy or something, and the guy stabbed the other guy, and the other guy was about to die. So it took a blind girl, a woman who couldn't see, I think she couldn't see, to go outside those village gates and try to find help, because no one could help inside the village. Going against all the rules to go into the woods, the scary woods, to find help. And at the end, the shocker was that there wasn't from the 1800s or 1700s, gentlemen. They were in real modern day. It was just that the way it was set up, they bought land and they created a non-airspace land where planes could not fly by and all this other stuff to keep the lie going, okay? The lie going. So I just wanted to kind of graze over what the village was about. I just wanted to graze over it so you guys can have an understanding of what I'm talking about as far as the village. But now... Oh, wow, my froze. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to break down what it is we're looking at as far as the village. Now, what you see right here is simply this. When it comes to the village and it comes to your mindset, men, and I'm going to talk about your mindset first, and then we'll talk about the women. When it comes to your mind is the elders. You are the villagers. The woods is your comfort zone, and the world outside your woods is your freedom. Okay, those are the things. Your mind are the elders. You are the villagers, and the woods are your comfort zone, and outside the woods is your freedom. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. That's what we're going to discuss today. Because what you guys don't understand is that your mind is holding you back from your greatness. Your mind has systematically set a rule that says, just like in the village, that you are allowed to move around as much as you want to move around, okay? You want to move around as much as you around, but you have rules, laws, and codes that prevent you from going outside of your comfort zone. You see, the problem was with the problem was with the elders, and your mindset was this. See, in order to keep the villagers at bay, the elders would wear a costume of a boar head that had long nails and spiny back and a red cloak that walked around and scared the villagers. And that was the thing to keep them at bay, because it was the fear, okay? It was a fear thing that they was doing, and that's what the mind is doing to you right now. See, there are times you do want to talk to women, and there are times you want to go out and all these things, but yet you can't do it because you are trapped in your comfort zone. As I told you guys before, and we are the only ones to tell you, we use the three little pigs. I know some of y'all think I was funny, but if you actually think about the fable, that's you. You have systematically became the third pig that has put bricks around him that you think is not protection. It is really your prison, because you are the prisoner of your own thoughts, because you actually have the power of getting freedom, but you cannot, one cannot get freedom when one feels like he is a prisoner of his thoughts. And that's what's going on. So what's going on, your mind is holding you at bay by pushing out fear tactics. Your mind, wait, let me see to get the line. Okay, I'm sorry, it's messed up. Your mind is pushing out fear tactics, doing everything it can to keep you in your comfort zone, just like the villagers. But even in the movie, there had to be a see, in the movie, you couldn't just talk about the monsters in the woods. You had to have them see the monsters in the woods. Now, see, your mind cannot make you see the fear, but your mind can mess with your nerve system and draw out the fear. That is why there is anxiety. That is why most of you guys out there, thank you, 65 likes. That is why most of you guys out here can do, again, normal things in your life. Brush your teeth, grab your cards, your remote control, a joystick, a bowl of cereal. You can do all these things without fear, but your mind has a way to trick you by reinforcing the feeling of fear. See, in the movie, they had to see the fear, but what your mind is doing is your mind is actually making you feel the fear, not see it, because you can't see that fake thing called fear. You can't see it, but you can feel it, and you can feel it so much it actually seems real. It actually seems real. Listen to what I'm saying. Your mind can hold you back from your thoughts because what it is doing is making you feel fear, feel anxiety, feel all these things to a point where you actually think that they are real, and yet they will hold you back. See, you're not allowed to go beyond your comfort zone. You're not allowed to do it. Your mind says that, listen, you can do 99% of whatever you want to do in life. You can be whatever you want to be in life. You can even get in your car and drive if you want to. Hell, I'll even let you turn on a light and open the door. I will let you do everything you want to do, because everything you're doing is not as important as women are to you. And because women are important to you, because if you think about how your mind actually works, your mind wants you to worship him versus worshiping the woman. So your mind, there's a little bit of jealousy going on because you're not worshiping. See, you worship your mind, which is a good thing, in 99% of your life. That's where you get the belief in yourself. That's why you guys out there can pick up you do things in your normal life because you and your mind have a belief in each other that you can do exactly what you set out to do. Except when it comes to women, you just don't believe in yourself. And because you don't believe in yourself, you, my friend, told your mind to take the wheel. You guide me because I cannot guide myself when it comes to women. And because you cannot guide yourself, then your mind wants to do things his way, and you don't want your mind doing it his way because his way is even to conquer you, to make you believe that, you know what, you want to worship women, then I'm going to self-sabotage you and make sure you're not going to get the thing that you actually worship. And that's why it's not going right for you. And what I'm saying for you guys out there, I want you to see this even through the village, even through the show. Remember, gentlemen, you are being held back by your thoughts, but they are real to you because of the feelings that are attached to those thoughts. You see, that woman that went into the woods in the village in the movie, what was so great about her is that she didn't use her perception in her reality because she couldn't see. So there was no perception and there was no reality. She just knew she had to go into those woods. She just knew she had to go into those woods and find help. And what destroyed the elders at that point was they couldn't scare her with the vision or the perception because she was blind. And this is why I tell you, in order to go past your comfort zone, one must blind himself mentally. The only way you're going to get past your comfort zone is blind yourself mentally, because your reality is not your truth right now. You just think it's your truth because, just like that movie, you think that you can't go into those woods because something bad out there is going to happen to you. That's why you don't talk to a woman, because you think something bad is going to happen to you. That's why you don't put your bid in, because you think something bad is going to happen to you. That's why you don't stand on your square, because you think something bad is going to happen to you. That's why you worship women, because you think something bad is going to happen to you, and that's not the truth. But that is your reality. See, in order for the villagers to hold the women or all the villagers in place or your mind, they had to show you fear. They had to say, it's not, you can't go in those woods. It's dangerous. Don't do it. And wait a second. How many times have I told you, just like the villagers or the movie The Village, the youngsters trusted the older people. Just like you trusted your parents, you trusted your pastor, and you trusted the marketing team that's been kicking out lies. Everybody is lying to you. Everybody doesn't want you to be free. Your parents love you, but they don't want you to be free. Royal, this is not the right place for you. I will time out you. Please do not bring in that silly hay, because I can't say the word now, that silly hay stuff in here, because this is not a peel place. This is a man's space, sir. So don't come in here with that feminine energy, because let me tell you what Royal's telling you. This guy, like your parents, is telling you to take a pill to become more feminine. Take the estrogen pill called the red pill and watch, you're going to be even more feminine. Listen to a guy like Royal that's telling you to take the pill and watch, you're going to become more feminine. That is the problem with the world and everybody. Everybody wants you to do what they want you to do. I'm trying to show all you guys that you can do whatever you want to do for yourself, and you don't have to follow anybody, and that's including me. I'm telling me too. You don't have to follow me at all, because it's not about following me on this show. This show is not about following me. It's about unlocking something in yourself to follow yourself. That's what's different here. Don't take a red pill. You ready for this? Take a me pill. Don't take a red pill. Nobody's saying this. I'm going to start saying this right here, right now. I came up with surface dwellers. I came up with grass-eating lions. I came up with cupcaking. I came up with all this, and now I'm saying, don't take the red pill. Take the me pill. That's going to be our thing. You see that? Nobody's saying that. Nobody's saying that. Take the me pill and not the red pill. Because when you take the me pill, you see you for what you need to see yourself for, not what your parents. But see, here's the problem with the villages where you are at. You trust mom and dad. You trust your pastor. You trust the marketing team. But aren't they all man? Aren't they all human? Aren't they all the same? So why do you have to trust somebody whose mindset is lower than yours? And this is no knock on your parents, because I'm not here to dog your parents out. I'm here to say, what if your mind is greater than your parents and your grandparents? So that means by you trusting and following what your parents are saying, that's your limitation. But I'm telling you, you're limitless. You're greater than your parents. And this is not a knock, because your parents never had this kind of information to free themselves, to go in the woods and be free. I'm saying all of you can be greater than your parents, your pastor, and the marketing team, because all these people are human. And if they're human, they have human limitations in their mind. And all they have been doing is indoctrinating you guys out there to be have limitations. Listen to what I'm saying. They are holding you back. But because you love these things and care about these things, you trust these things, and you believe these things, just like the village did. All those people in the village are like, oh, my God, if the elders say it, it's got to be true, because why would they lie? Why would they tell me this is my limitation? Why wouldn't they tell me I could be greater? Why would they keep me in the village? And it's not just your parents. It's not just your pastor. It's not just the marketing team, gentlemen. It's your mind that is also holding you back. Nobody wants you to be free. Nobody wants you to be a free thinker. That's going to be our saying, guys. I'm telling you right now, don't take the red pill. Take the me pill. We created that. We're going to start kicking that out, guys. That's a man mindset right there. Y'all are privy to that new thing. Don't take the red pill. Take the me pill. That's what we're talking about. And I think I'm going to get some t-shirts made that say me pill. Take the me pill. Not me, but you're me. I don't want y'all to take my pill. I don't want y'all to take my pill. I want you guys to manufacture your own me pill. But love parents. Love your pastor if you want to, and love the marketing, the Kardashians, if you believe in all that reality stuff. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, it is time to open your eyes and realize that humans will self-sabotage you as well, even though you think they love you. They don't love you the way you need to love yourself. Because even though your parents love you, do you actually think they don't put themselves first? And they should, and it's no not. They should put themselves first. They should put themselves first. But as I'm showing you before with this thing, let me just show you now. We're looking at it from the side. Remember, the villagers are you. The elders are your mind, and the comfort zone is the forest. So what we have got to do is we've got to figure out a way to get you to trust yourself enough to go beyond the forest. I have a belief in yourself that you go beyond that by taking your me pill. Don't take somebody else's pill. That's their pill. You should be manufacturing. There you go. A new building in your mind to manufacture a me pill, and you need to take that as much as you can. Take the me pill. Stop taking somebody else's pill thinking that you're going to get the results of that person. You're never going to do it because that's the trick. And that was a trick in the village. They wanted to make sure that all the villagers stood at bay under their command. And these selfless, self-serving individuals that acted like they cared so much, look what they did to the poor kids. They made them think and hold them back because they said, because I have limitations, you're going to have limitations. And there lies the problem with all this stuff, gentlemen. There lies the problem. Man is going to only move you, excuse me, to the level of his or her thinking. Never follow somebody first. Write this down. Never follow somebody first until you follow yourself. Never trust anybody first until you trust yourself. Never take guidance from anybody else until you guide yourself. Take the me pill. They don't want you to even think that you can even create a me pill. They want you, just like in the village, them son of a bleep, 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 bleep. Listen, how dare you push your thought process on a bunch of innocent people? How dare you try to limit these people by telling them their limitations is as far as that forest goes? And that's the crazy thing about your mind. Because it wants you limited. It doesn't want you free. It doesn't want you to go outside of your limitations, gentlemen. It doesn't. Why should it? I mean, it doesn't. It won't work that way. It will not work that way. And what I am saying to you is I'm not saying don't even believe my cake ass. Don't believe me. See it for yourself. And that's what those kids didn't do. And that's what you're not doing right now. Because they trusted the elders. They trusted, like you trust your parents. You trust your pastor. And you trust the media and the news to tell you real information, knowing it's all doctored and fake. But it got you believing it because you guys are told to what you're supposed to believe, how you're supposed to think, and how you're supposed to move. And all you guys are doing is moving like soldiers. It is time that you guys wake up. It is time that you free yourself from this. I cannot believe, if you watch the village, it's going to blow you away how selfish the elders were. If you got sick of life because you got sick of the rum, the hustle and bustle, you got sick of the way sex was being pushed out and all these bad things, then why don't you take all you cupcakes and you go to the middle of nowhere? Why bring kids into this world and stuff a mindset, a religion, and a thought process on these poor kids where they believe you because they love you so much? And this is why I'm saying to all you out there, I'm not telling you to go against your parents. That's not what this is about. Love your parents, but don't follow what your parents are doing because your parents have reached their edge. That is a problem with the world. Everybody who has reached their edge can only teach edge thinking, limitations, make excuses, sleep on the couch, happy wife, happy life, don't make mom mad, take her out. Every kiss begins with K. And all y'all do is constantly eat everything except your own food. They don't want you to know this stuff, gentlemen. Because, listen, let me show you. Let me pull it up. Is this the one? That's not for the woman, it's the guy. Let's look at freedom again. If we're looking at freedom for all you guys watching us live, this is how it is in your mind. Remember, your mind is the center of you. You are actually you, but you are confined by your comfort zone in the woods. You will not go beyond the woods. This is the rule of the village right now. Because the mind is making sure that you believe there's something scary in those woods that's going to hurt or harm you, called a woman. A woman. How can she harm you by saying no? How can she harm you? I ask you guys, how can she harm you? How can she stop you from you being the best you possible? But most of you guys run away from yourselves. Most of you guys are tricked into running away from yourselves. Most of you are being tricked from running away from yourselves all day. You guys believe in these cults so much that you are willing to leave who you are. You're willing to leave the world that you could build for yourself to go into somebody else's world and live your life through their eyes and not yours. You're so busy thinking about what color pill you are. You're so busy of complaining about how bad women are. You're so busy talking bad about single mothers. You're so busy lying to yourself thinking that you're high value and you got to get your clothes, money, and status. You're so busy thinking about not jerking off versus jerking off. You don't even see yourself in the process that you are losing yourself. How does one even function when one is lost? How does one even function with a woman when one doesn't even know himself to know what to say to himself, to say to her when he's so busy trying to be somebody else? And the worst part about it is you're trying to be another man. Come on. Jay, you don't burn the village down. You burn the forest down. You burn down the forest. The village is okay because you're the village. You don't need to burn yourself. You're the village, Jay. Jay said burn the village down for y'all. Listen, you don't burn the village down. You burn down the forest. You burn the forest down, gentlemen. But nobody wants you. Remember, I keep telling you, nobody wants you to realize that you have the power to think. Nobody wants you to know. And I want to give a shout out to BC. Thank you for the love and the super chat. Thank you, brother. Remember, the meat peel is starting here with us. Nobody's talking about that. We talked about it. But what is the meat peel? What is the meat peel, and how can the meat peel push her to see you more than a friend? The meat peel has ingredients in there. Oh, man. It's made up of laws and rules and codes and principles only for yourself. It's built on all the sources that you create for yourself, because that's the only thing you control. You are the only one that can control you, unless you give that control away. Unless you give that control away. And every thought and every feeling you have is going to have a direct impact on you. And your parents know this. Your pastor knows this. The media knows this. Everybody knows it but you. Oh, you don't know this. They don't want you to know this. Nobody wants you free. Because the man that struggles with himself is a man that struggles with women, and that is the same man that's going to believe that I got to take her out to dinner to prove my worth. I've got to pay her rent to prove my worth. I've got to drive her around to prove my worth. I've got to pay her bills to prove my worth. I've got to let her walk all over me to prove my worth. Do you see how everybody is knocking you down? Because duality is not created in a moment you have with a woman. Sexuality is created in your mind. I don't think y'all heard me. I don't think y'all heard me. They have you so busy doing the I do's by doing things outside of yourself, thinking that that's going to create something sexual in a woman, that's going to excite her sexually, that you always either end up in the friend zone or the creepy zone because you are doing everything outside of yourself. Because what you guys don't understand is you don't take, right? Watch this, guys. Y'all ready? Watch this. You don't even take a red pill. Take her pill. And her pill is laced with estrogen. And that is why you're in your feelings all the time. Because as soon as you see her, you got your hand out like this. Let me take your estrogen laced pill, swallow it, so I can have fear, anxiety, have emotions, and going up and down like you. And you don't even realize it because nobody is talking to you like this and nobody's telling you what is. Nobody wants you to know this truth. They don't want you to know this truth. Why do you think you feel what you feel? Every time you see her, all you do, can I borrow a pill? Let me take your pill. And her pill is laced with insecurity, low self-worth, and deception and lies with the makeup. So what do you think you're becoming? But nobody wants you to know that. Your me pill and the thing that will free you is the one thing that will influence you on how to think for yourself without worrying about what the outside world thinks about you. But just like the village, the humans want to do what they think is right for you. And the humans as your parents, your pastors, and the marketers, they want to do what they think is right for you. So they want to tell you what's right for you versus saying, son, or for the ladies out there, daughter, you are allowed to think for yourself. I will not indoctrinate you with what I was indoctrinated with. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to show you, you can free your mind and have your own thoughts, and I will support those thoughts, and I will not challenge those thoughts because those are your thoughts. Do you actually think your parents want to give up that control? Do you actually think your mother wants to give up that control? You think the media wants to give up that control? Or all those red pill guys, you think they want to give up that control? Do you actually think they want to do that? Absolutely not. Nobody wants to give up that control. Nobody wants to give up that control. But nobody wants you to see, and this is why I tell you to watch The Village. Because this is your life in that movie. This is your life right now. Most of you, I know it's hard to see. And your mind will fight you on every curve. Your mind will fight you on every curve and tell you don't follow this guy right here because he doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't follow this guy right here. Look at his subscriber count. He doesn't have a high subscriber count. So why should we listen to him? Listen to me and take my pill. Listen to me and take my analogies. Listen to me and follow me and worship me. Don't listen to someone that's telling you you're free. Hey, you're not supposed to be free. What is he thinking about? Don't listen to him. Let's figure out what color pill you are. Let's keep you as a high value man and let's keep you working on your body and your clothes and your status and all this other stuff because I know eventually you are going to pay it back to the marketers by taking that woman out, cupcaking her, and buying her a lot of stuff. And then automatically you won't get mad when she says, I want to be friends with you. And guess where you're going to come right back? Come on, buddy. Come on. I got you. It's okay. Let me hold you. There. It's okay. I told you the big, bad, mean woman was bad. You wanted to go talk to her. I know. Let's worship. Let's have a little bit of monk mode meditation. Okay. Let me hold you. No. Wait. No. I didn't mean to touch you there. That was an accident. But you just got to understand it's okay that I can touch you there because don't you trust me? Don't you love me? Don't you want to follow me? And if you want to follow me, what I'm going to do to you should be our little secret. And I'm not joking. Y'all probably think that's funny, but I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all right now that this is the problem with all you guys out here. How can you get to sex when you don't even realize you're sexy? You see, gentlemen, sexy is a thing that creates a sexual encounter. But one cannot talk to a woman realizing he is not sexy himself. Sexy is what sexy does. And if you don't feel this for yourself, how can you make a woman feel that, gentlemen? Think about this for a second. Think about what I'm saying to y'all guys. Let me bring in 612. Think out of the bubble. Let me bring in 612. 612, sir, how can I help you? What's your question? What's up?
Hey, Steve the Dean. So mine is kind of like a question. I actually want to actually understand this because the chick I'm with or the chick I'm seeing, so there was an NFL player that came up to her. He was like, yo, baby, I can change your life. I can do all these things for you. You know what I mean? But she denied him, and she came back to me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm trying to understand, like, the process behind why she thought that way. Like, because it's gassing me up, but I'm trying to check myself because I don't understand.
Really? Okay, what was she doing to be in front of that NFL player?
No, she went. Okay, so she went to a bachelorette party over at a different spot.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Do you understand? I had a bachelorette party. You want me to tell you how bachelorette parties go? There are two things you don't let your girl do: bachelorette parties and female vacations. The bachelorette party was simply this: we would bring the bride, we would bring five women, the bride,
yeah,
three cute women and one fat one, okay, and we would line them all upstairs, and my boy would be in the room with the lights out. And we would give each one of those women baby oil to go in there and do whatever they want in the darkness. Nobody can see what you're doing in there. And you can run down his neck and do whatever you want to do with them. So then you can run down and get all the other women excited. And the reason why is because the way we performed it is those other women wanted the experience that we were giving that woman in the chair. And it wasn't the experience of just the show. It was the experience of the people performing the show. So that's why I say you got to be careful about that bachelorette party stuff, especially if you know somebody that got game. Because we can't tell you how much we were smashing. But anyway, she went to a bachelorette party, right? Here's my question. Why was the NFL player there?
Okay, so they had gone to like a little bar party during the day, and like they met a couple of NFL players.
Okay, wait. They met. See, you're bypassing all the story. They met the NFL players.
Okay. I mean,
so wait.
Yeah.
That means in order for her to come back to you with that information, that means she had to talk to the NFL player.
Yeah.
So that means why did it even get to the bachelorette party? Why didn't it end at the bar?
No, she said that they were buying them drinks. They were just buying them stuff.
Then you have failed. You're missing it. If she was about you, why is she accepting drinks from another man? If she's with you, why is she talking to another man? But then, see, let me tell you how smart women are. See, you don't even see the game that she's running on you. She's smart because she knows you. She's smart because she knows you're dumb, and I'm just saying this with love. No, I'm not calling you dumb. I'm saying she sees you as dumb. See, let me tell you about me.
Why couldn't she have left me for that dude? I'm explaining.
See, the beautiful thing about women's game that they have is like magic. You're so busy looking at her left hand, the truth is actually in her right hand. So her telling you that, oh my God, there was a guy that blah, 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 and he talked to me, but I turned him down. You want to know why she said that? Because she knows the other catty women might try to throw salt in her game. She knows someone might come back and chirp and tell you. So she's leading everything off in the past and throwing you off the scent. You're so glad that she told you she turned the guy down at the bachelorette party. You missed the right hand. Why were you even talking to him and accepting his drinks at the bar before the bachelorette party, big dog?
Okay, so listen, I said, I'm seeing other people too. Like I told her that. Like, cause I was like, go do your thing. I'm not gonna
Wait, if that's the case, you're lying because you're in your feelings right now. Then, cause why are you calling me about this? If you're gonna go see,
I'm trying to figure out. Like, no, I asked her this. I said, why did you go and like fuck with that guy instead of fuck with me? You know what I mean?
No. Oh my God, shoot me in the back of my medulla oblongata. You can't say that. You just told me, y'all listen, you just told me, caller, that you told her that you seeing other people and she can go see other people, right or wrong? Yes or no?
Well, no, I said that was good, but I'm saying,
hold on, caller, wait one thing at a time. Listen to me. Let me finish before you say something. Listen.
I'm not jealous or anything. I'm just saying
you are jealous and in your feelings. Listen to the cake thing you said. Well, why did you choose me over him.
I didn't know, but I didn't say that to her, though. I didn't say that to her.
You say what? You going to say it to me? You just said you said to answer that question.
No, I said what I told her was that, like, oh, that's cool. That's dope. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't say anything, like, wrong about it.
You didn't say anything, but you're calling me because you're in your feelings about this, man. You don't even realize you're in your feelings about this. What? Okay, if she can see other people, then why are you calling? What's the purpose? Come on, let's be real. You're in your feelings.
Because she was, but why did she call me, though? Like, that's the thing I'm trying to figure out. Like, she didn't have to tell me all that.
Because women are smart. Okay, all right, let me give you an example. You want to know why strippers make so much money off of a sucker? Because as soon
as... No, but she didn't have to tell me that.
Listen, I'm going to bring this full circle. Give me a second, because I'm going to show you how much game your woman has on you. I'm going to explain the stripper and attach your girl to you. Follow me on this. A stripper meets a sucker. The stripper learns everything about the mark. So every time the mark comes in and the stripper talks to the mark, she's talking to him like she's really concerned, that she cares, and she actually wants to know about this guy's life to make the sucker believe, wow, she really likes me. So when I go to the strip club, I need to look for Cherry. No, forget about you, Banana. Forget about you, Grape and Watermelon. Oh, hey, there's Cherry. Hi, Cherry. And what does Cherry say? Oh, hi, sucker. How was your day at this job that I know on? And come on, let's go talk. Look, would you like a dance? Come on, let's dance. And she's dancing on him and saying, oh, baby, tell me about your day, Roger. Oh, my God. Oh, that's so bad. And she'll turn around and move her butt on him and, oh, talk to me about your day, Daddy, and lay on his back and all that. She's using Roger as a mark. So let me tie that to your girl. See, when you told your girl that she could see other people because you want to see other people, she made you the battle plan to get you in your feelings so you can worry about her through your – you don't even realize you're jealous right now. You don't even realize it, but I'm going to get this. Follow me. She's telling you about another guy because she knows
yeah,
you're going to be
feeling. Okay, but she – okay, here's the thing, though. She was trying to even talk to me during her trip, though. She was trying to call me up, trying to tell me. But, like, I ignored all that shit because I was like
– dog, of course – okay. Let me tell you how. Wait. Let me show you some game right here, okay? I tell my clients to do this all the time. What you got to do to the one guys? Now watch. I'm just doing some game here. I just tell my clients, not you regulars, but I'll tell you this. What I tell my guys all the time is, what you want to do is you want to tell your girl to when she tells the other guy she's going to the store. Let's say she's going to the mall or like. I don't know, like Walmart. Just give you an example. So what I want you to do is you tell her to take 5 or 6 shirts. And every time she's in Walmart, when she's in Walmart, just take photo after photo after photo after photo after photo after photo. So when you leave this spot where the guy knows what you're wearing, and even though that his clothes are going to be off in the apartment, I mean in the hotel with me, anytime he's asking what you're doing, all you already got your photos already set up, and all you got to do is send him the photo that you took months ago, and he's going to believe it. And what you don't understand is she's talking to you because she knows you're in your feelings, and she knows how to make you jealous, and she knows how to play you. You're getting played. Because here's my thing. If she's going out of town, let her go. You don't need to call me. Go do your thing. Don't call me. But you know what you did? You challenged a woman. You said, I'm the best checkers player in the world, and let me take my checkerboard and put it up against your chessboard, and I'm going to defeat you. You know, when you told her, let's go, hey, look, I'm going to see who I want to see, and you can see who you want to see. She
and
took
that
as a challenge. I know that, but you didn't mean that. See, you said that because you thought it was some boss stuff to say. You couldn't back it up. And that's how she's breaking you. She's systematically breaking you down because here's the thing. Well, hey, 612, there was a guy, but I didn't do anything. What is she doing systematically? He just planted a seed. You don't even see that. He just planted a seed and you missed it. Again, she's trying to say, oh,
so what am I supposed to do now?
I would love for you to do that, but you can't do that now because you're already caught in her world. You've already got her. She's got free space in your mind, so you can't get rid of her now. You're the mark.
I can let her go right now.
No, don't let. Okay, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something that women don't need to know, but I tell them all the time as I'm arrogant enough to say that. Listen. The one thing about when a woman invites you in is the one thing you want them to do is what you're about to do, and that's go cold turkey. Just go ahead and cut them off. That's what I want because the drawback is going to be that much more greater because if you ever met an alcoholic or someone that does drugs, and they're like, you know what, I'm going to stop this methamphetamine habit or this prescription pill habit. I'm going to stop today. Today I'm just going to stop. And they wanted that much more because you're not supposed to go cold turkey. See, you think by cutting her off, you're just doing this in the passion of your emotions. If you would have cut her off through your logic, that's something different. But you're on your emotions because that's what she set you up for. As soon as you challenge her, which you did, you said, I'm going to go see other people. And I want you to see other people. But you couldn't stand on that because here's my thing. Why are you even communicating with her? Why?
Because I've been seeing her for a while.
But, okay, listen. If I'm seeing somebody and I know they got a deal, get the contract, they can see whoever they want. When you're not in my presence, do your thing. What you do is none of my business because all we're doing is just smashing. We ain't in a relationship. So do what you want. But what they will do is where they go wrong with me and where they go right from you is two different pathways, okay? See, they will do what they're doing to you. All right, let's say the same woman does the same thing to you and to me, okay? I'm going to show you how I win and you lose. She's going to say, okay. I met an NFL player. I didn't want to talk to him, and I just want to let you know. You're going to be caught up in your feelings on that. Even though you act like you don't care, you kind of care. And that's where you lose. And that's why you got a little bit of jealousy in you. You don't even realize it. But let me show you the difference between you and me. She'll say, Steve, you know, I went out of town. I met an NFL. Oh, great. Hey, I hope y'all had a good time. Hey, enjoy yourself when I get back to you. Then she's going to be jealous. See, he's going to be more messed up because I'm cool with what she's doing because that's what I said in the beginning. But see, when she said that about the NFL player, what did you say? When she told you there was an NFL player she could have been with, what came out of your mouth?
I was like, oh, that's dope. That's cool. I was like, so, like, did you, like, let him splurge on you? Did you let him, like use...
Why are you at? You see where you messed up? What was the difference between
what
you
and I? I said she could have continued
Did he?
He could have bought
herself. Paula, you're not listening to me. You asked, did he splurge on you? You're asking the feminine gossipy questions.
See, I didn't say it like that, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, stop. Time out. Listen. I'm just taking what you said. I'm not taking anything
else.
Listen. What I'm saying is, let me explain a woman how they are with their feelings. Follow me. See, what are you doing? Hey, I can't talk to you right now. I have company. Oh, okay. Well, hey, I hope you have a good time. Enjoy that bitch, and I'll talk to you later. I mean, and then, hey, what'd you do with her and all this other stuff, right? You know why that comes back around to, Steve, I told you. And why are you doing this to me? And it's not, you're such an asshole. You know how I feel about you. Why would you say? See, you don't understand what you're doing. When you ask her questions about her and that guy, you systematically were caught in the trap. Why are you asking? If you just smashing her, why are you, what business is it of yours what they're doing? Why do you care how much money he's spending on her and what they're doing?
I could have been like, no, because what I said is like, oh, so like you like blew him up. I was like, you could have used him to like, you know, use them to like get you stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
Listen, you're not understanding. Hello,
what's
up?
Like, get to buy you shoes and give you those shoes. You know what I mean? Like,
listen, brother. Let me just give you an example. Ring. Hello, what's up? Nothing. Hey, what's up? Oh, I got company right now. All right, cool. I'll get back and get at me later. Click. That's it. You, on the other hand, hey, what's up? Oh, I got company. Oh, okay, get back at me later. And then when she calls you back later, you're gonna be like, well, what'd y'all do? How'd it go? What was it like? You know, you don't even understand you don't understand what you're doing. Hey, listen to me. When you give a woman the freedom to go see who she wants, what she does is none of your business.
Okay. Well, and I guess I didn't fuck it up too bad, though. I don't think.
No, you effed it up bad. Because you don't understand what you unlocked. You don't, dog, you're so busy.
Okay.
Caller, listen, please. You're so hooked on the bait, you're not looking at the hook that's attached to the bait. The hook was her in your jealousy. The bait was the football player. That's what you don't see. You think it's about the football player. It's about you getting emotionally attached to this woman. She running game on you.
Okay. So she said she's going to try to, like, call me back tonight. Like, what do I do?
Nothing. You do nothing. See, all right, here's the problem.
Do I answer that phone call?
No, you answer. See, now look at you. You even think about, should I run away from? Why are you running away from the call? You're already
you said I fucked up, so I can just let her go.
No, you can't. Okay, listen. You got to understand the rules of the game and how cold these women are. The moment you let them in rent free, in your case, the moment you had these thoughts that you're having, you're already in her quicksand. And you are trying to wiggle. You're trying to escape. But what you don't understand, because she's in your head, you're going to sink in deeper even though you're trying to escape. You cannot escape this, because deep down, there is a little bit of jealousy in you and you don't realize it. He's got you.
Okay, how do I fix this?
Okay, how you fix it is the problem. You should have fixed it when you told her I'm seeing other women and you were actually seeing other women. See, if you were actually seeing other women and she would have called you and said, let me tell you how it would work with the difference between you and I. She would have called you and said what she said to you. She would have called me and said, are you busy? Is anybody around? Oh, okay, I can talk to you now? Okay, you see, there's a difference there. See, you're saying I'm seeing other people, but you're not moving like you see other people. You're moving like a guy that says I'm seeing other people, but you're not seeing anybody, because the person that's seeing other people would not act the way you acted towards her. Does that make any sense?
Okay.
See, and here's the problem. So now you got, he's a fraud, he's lying, and he ain't what I thought he was. So now let the game begin. So now let me conquer. Don't think women have conquering. Women have conquering mentalities too. And when
what do I do? Because I can let go.
Okay, listen to me. thus says the woman that says, I can let go of that asshole Steve. F that a-hole. I don't need that little short MF. I can get Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, or Mike. If I like the girl, who cares who you like? Cool it now. But that's the same woman that says that. But then why do you think she runs back to me? Because they can't match up to me. See, this is your problem. You're in the family because listen, you're not listening. I'm trying to explain you're trying. That's the problem. You got to listen to me, sir, so I can explain why you're going to have a difficult time doing this. She has rooted herself onto you. You cannot. Why do I want the invite? Because I'm rooting me onto them. They're not in my mind. She's in your mind. You cannot let her escape that easily. Says the alcoholic that says, this is the last time I'm going to drink and I'm going to go cold turkey. Says the guy that's on drugs, this is the last time I'm going to take those pain pills because I'm going to stop right now. Today's the day I'm going to stop. And they do it faster and quicker. Why? Because you're doing it from an outside do and not an I am. You're pretending like you have women. And if you have women acting this way, then you're just food. You cannot run away from this. You can't listen.
So how do I face it?
The only way you can face it is actually doing the thing that you said that you were doing. Why don't you have other women? Don't even tell me you do. Why don't you get other women? I don't understand. If you're telling her she can see other people and you say you're going to see other people, but you don't have other people, then you're shifting all your emotions and feelings onto the woman. You're saying, go see other people. And then when she's doing the thing you're telling her you wanted to do and she's doing it, you're going to be in your feelings, man. Do you see what I'm saying? See, listen, you try to boss like, yo, baby, you know what? I'm going to go see other women. Baby, I want you to see other women. And I want you to do your thing, girl. All right, we good. You're like, yeah, I'm bossing up. Until,
But she said, I guess what fucked me up is the fact that it was an NFL player, not like just some regular dude.
All right, listen. All right, brother, when I was making $4.35 at Kids Kingdom, that gave me, I got a little raise. When I was making money, I was riding two buses, had a little shitty apartment. You know what I mean? I didn't have much at all. I was smashing women that were living and being with guys that made 6- and 7-figure salaries. Because here's your problem again. Listen to what you're saying. He's an NFL player. Just because he can catch a football, run a football, or throw a football does not mean he has game.
No, because he was spending money on her.
What does him spending money got to do with you, though?
Nothing.
You want to know why I love when guys spend money on women? You want to know why I love that the most when they tell me about that, try to make me jealous? Because I'm not spending no money on you. So please, go, please burn up his credit card. Burn it up. Go on trips.
Okay.
Go on dinners. Do all the stuff. Hey, please. Because listen. All I got is dick and bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum, so I don't do what you want to do. You want me to get on my dinosaur and go to Bedrock, deal with Mr. Slate for 40-hour weeks to get a paycheck every 2 weeks to give you my money knowing you ain't even my girl? What part of the game is that? See, this is why you're in your feelings and you're not even understanding it. You're looking at what this man does. Oh, he's an NFL player. So you say, oh, I don't have a chance. Here's the thing, my brother. You never had a chance. As soon as you acted like you were king and wasn't king, and she pulled your curtain back because you were the mighty, powerful wizard. You were all bossed up. Hey, baby, go see you want to see, girl. It's okay. I'm going to go see anybody I want to see. And then she pulled your curtain back. You're like, well, how you doing? She's like, I don't respect this man. And now I know
okay,
he ain't
so
real.
What do I do?
I'm not done. And now I know you're not real. Now it's time to hunt and attack. Because you're playing with fire by cheating the game. Why would you tell her to go see other people when you ain't even got the balls to see other people yourself?
I mean, I sleep around with women. I don't, like, try to keep a relationship
with them. If that was the case, why are you in your feelings like you are with this chick now if you were asleep?
See, because I have something going on with her. I already invested in her already.
Wait. What did you invest in her? Tell me, what did you invest in her?
I gave her all that dick.
That's not an investment.
And I gave her time. Like, I talked with her and shit.
Hey, wait. Call her. And if the dirt was good, do you think she would go out of town? If you thought it was good, do you think she would go to a bachelor?
She went for a bachelorette party.
But yet, she's telling you about another guy.
She doesn't have to, though. That's the thing. I think she just wanted to piss me off.
She's not pissing you off. She's already played you. She's already got you in your feelings because you have rent. You're thinking more about her right now. Okay, listen. This is what I got to explain to you and everybody listen to me. When you go up to a woman and you try to act like a king and you ain't one, she's going to take you for what your word is. But as soon as she pulls the curtain back and realizes you're a fraud, then it is game on because you're actually wasting her time. So you know what? She's going to make you. I'm going to make him my bitch. I'm going to run him. You lied to her, man. You see, here's the problem with you guys. You think that, okay, I'm going to tell her to go see other people. And if I tell her to go see other people and I'm seeing other people, that it's going to be a trick. And then she's going to be like, oh no. I don't want to lose him. So he's seeing other people. I want to be number one in his life. And I'm going to, you think that she was actually going to switch up and say, I don't want anybody else. But when she realized that you were a fraud.
She wants to go. She's gonna come and see me like next week, and we're gonna hang out. But like the thing is,
hang out, do what?
Fuck.
Okay, and what's the problem?
I'm gonna keep smashing. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't want to get disrespected, though. That's the thing. I don't want her to, brother.
Let me tell you. You ever see, what was that movie with Taye Diggs? I need my guy. Remember that movie with Taye Diggs? And it was Taye Diggs and the other guy that was, what is his name? God damn it. It's Taye Diggs.
I just want to know the story.
Hold on. Wait. I'm about to tell you, caller. I just got to remember the movie. Guys, y'all remember that movie with Taye Diggs that he was with his friend, but Taye Diggs slept with it? They're the best man. Thank you, Mr. Cakes. You ever see The Best Man, the movie called The Best Man? I think it's called The Best Man. Have you ever seen with Morris Chestnut? Thank you. Thank you, Mercedes. Have you ever seen that movie with Taye Diggs and Morris Chestnut? Call
no.
Him. Okay.
No.
So Taye Diggs smashed Chestnut's girl, right? They got in a fight, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and marry her anyway. And when he was at the altar in front of her, all he could think about is her getting smashed. Her with her knees up against her shoulders. Her going, oh, yeah. Oh, like, that's all he could think about because he was in his feelings. So what I'm saying to you is that even though she's coming over to smash, All you're going to be doing is looking there and thinking about that NFL player holding his muscles down while he's stroking your girl and saying, kissing his muscles like this and saying, yeah, who your dad? Yeah, girl. That's all you're going to be thinking about, dog. That's what you don't understand. You think, you actually think that you're going to have her come see you and you ain't going to think about the other dude? Come on, dog. You don't even realize how bad this is.
But I've been knowing she's been smashing other dudes, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Wait. But remember, you gave this power because it's an NFL player giving her money, which is different from the other guys. You gave it life. Remember you said, but Steve, he's an NFL player giving her money. Remember you said that. That's what separates it all. That guy's taking some lotion and greasing up his body, and he's doing this. where you say you going? Oh, you going to see 612?
No, but she said that. She said that, like, she wasn't. Okay, so she was, I don't know, like, I'm confused about the whole situation, but at the end of the day, like, I feel like I still got it under wraps. But
wait, what are you confused about? What are you confused about? Listen. You guys
it's
think
just, it's
women
just,
are stupid.
I'm not thinking she's stupid. I just know that she's like, because she wanted to get me. She wanted to get at me, like, oh, I was seeing this dude.
She got you. See, listen. See, if you told her that you to see other people and you're going to see other people and you backed that up because you were seeing other people, you wouldn't care about what she's doing. Thus, that would have made her want to be more about you. But because you didn't have anything in your cupboard, you ain't got a battle to fight. So you are only thinking about her and what she's doing and what she has been doing and what she's probably doing right now, saying, hey, dog, listen to me. When you're cold enough, like I said before, you know, when the cold ones, you know what they tell them? Hey, girl, go ahead and call your man right now. Just call him right now and let him know you're thinking about him because I know he's thinking about you. Oh, I didn't even think about doing it. No, baby, just do that. Ring, ring, ring. You don't even say it. You don't even understand how you get. See, you guys think it's the woman making the call. We're telling her to make the call. Call your man. Hey, not only call your man. Hey, you remember? Hey, you got a red. Your red shirt. Hey, can you go to the fourth file under your red folder? Go find that red shirt that you have on right now. And take a photo. Or what I want you to do is I want you to go take your red shirt, go outside by the lake or the pond, and I want you to hold your phone up and take a selfie and send it to them. You don't think this is being orchestrated by the guy that got game? You think she's actually
doing
it?
She didn't do none of that, though.
Wait. Okay. Well, hey, guess what? That should tell you the okay. You do understand that your sex game is not up to par, right?
I guess not.
Because if it was up to par, she would be on the phone with you 24 hours, 8 days a week, and just like, look, baby, I want to let you know. I was at the bar. The guy tried to talk to me and all that stuff. I told him no, baby, because I don't want to lose you, and I really care about you, and I'm on my period. I just don't want to lose you. But she didn't do that. She's like,
she was trying to, but I ignored her
call because
I wanted her to go enjoy herself.
Wait a second.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Wait, you were ignoring her calls because somebody on YouTube told you to act like you're busy. You wasn't busy with. Listen, it's one thing to be busy with other women and ignore the call. Well, what reason would you have to ignore a call, especially when you ain't got no women? So you know what that told her? You're trying to play games. See,
okay,
listen,
so how do I not? Okay, how do I fix it?
I know, but I got to show you how you broke it before we can fix it. See,
all right.
If you had women and ignored her calls, that would have been grounds for to begin the process of having her think more about you. But when you don't have anybody and you're ignoring her calls, she's going to view that as a power play to try to make her think that you're actually doing something that you're not doing. Thus, it's going to have her trigger her defense system not to play defense, but to go on offense to smash you. You created this, dog. Why would you ignore her when you know you weren't busy? Why'd you ignore her? Tell me why you ignored her when you know damn well there was no women and you wasn't busy. Tell me why you ignored her.
Because I wasn't trying to get caught up in my feelings and be like, oh, I don't want to know. Because I don't want to know what she's doing like that. You know what I mean?
You were already caught, enjoy yourself. Okay. The fact that you're not trying to get caught in your feelings is like you are caught. Okay. Have you ever heard a guy say, hey, you know what, son? I'm not racist, but you ever see this? Oh, I don't know if you ever dealt with racism, but I say every time a person say, I'm not racist, but, okay, you're saying I didn't want to get caught up in my feelings, but the fact that you're even thinking about you have feelings shows that you're already caught up in your feelings. See, here's the thing. I know you are. Thank you. Finally, finally we broke ground. Good. Now, listen to me. What I'm saying is that let's have a dick resting day, right? All right, dick resting day. And I'm playing my little kick-ass video games. I'm eating my excuse fairy crunch and everything, having a good time. Got my bag of vegetables under my nuts, relaxing, having a good time. When the phone rings, I answer it. Because if I'm not busy doing anything, I'm fine. Because they're not calling me because they're trying to make me jealous. They're calling me to see if there's any other women there. They're trying to play it off and be like, hey, I just called to see what you're up to. And they know how I am. If I'm busy, I've got company. Even a caller. Even when I tell them I'm not, if I'm like just playing video games, they don't believe me. They think I'm lying. And you know what they'll do? They say, what you doing? Oh, I'm just playing video games. Oh, okay, cool. All right, well, I'll call you later. And then, okay, so still gaming? Where's this coming from?
Okay.
I know. There's somebody over there. You always got women. Who are you messing with? Are you trying to get rid of me? What did I do wrong? I'm sorry. See, I didn't know why you would do this to me. I thought you cared about me. And I said, I'm all doing is playing video games. But see,
what do I do now from going further with this chick that I'm with?
What I'm saying is that you have to accept you're in your feelings.
Okay,
and
yes,
you
I am
must
accepting
come
that
to grips with that. Now, can you finally admit that you admitted you were in your feelings? Do you admit that this is making you jealous now? Can we admit that now?
Yes. Yes.
So why couldn't you say that in the beginning? Why did we have to do all this and you just say, Steve, yeah, I'm in my feelings. And yes, I'm not judging you. I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm not judging you. But you could have made this more simple if you had just been honest with yourself and say, I was in my feelings and I'm jealous right now. That's all you had to say, man.
Oh, okay. I was trying to fight it, though.
No way. You can't fight what you're losing right now. So let's talk now. What is making you jealous? Is it the fact that it's an NFL player? Is it the fact that you don't want it with other guys? What is it that's making you jealous? It's 714, hold on.
Well, because I'm trying to come off like, you know, I don't really, because I want to see other women too, and I don't want to just her to be the only one. But it's like,
all right, okay,
I kind of fucked that
okay,
situation
wait,
up. You know
no,
what I mean?
Hold on, wait. I got you. Yeah, can you give me a second? Let me grab this other, hey, look, can you give me 1 second for 612? Can I put you on pause one second? Let me grab this other call because I want to help you out. I got you, dog. I'm glad we get somewhere. Hold on. Stay right there, 612. Stay right there, big dog. Let me grab 714 real quick. 714, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Yeah, Steve. Hi, everybody. It's me. I just got a question, Steve. One thing that really bothers me in modern-day society is this ghosting of people where people just decide – usually it's females, but males too. Instead of having conflict resolution and getting back to people and telling them to either fuck off or I never want to talk to you again or it's over, they just ghost people. What? And then they leave people up hanging in the air. Can you address the ghosting phenomenon?
Time out. They let you surface. Well, y'all, why y'all? Okay, I'll answer the question. Let me listen. Let me say this real quick.
Okay.
A man does not give a flying fuck what a woman does. Ghosting you saw people is a power move to make you jealous, to put you in your feelings, to wonder why she's not talking to you anymore, why she ain't texting you. Listen, I can say something to somebody and they won't reply for weeks, months.
Right.
And it fucks them up that when they do reply, I don't ask any questions. I don't care. Answer me when you want to answer me. I don't care. I don't care. Y'all care because y'all don't.
Yeah.
Listen, again, ghosting is the bait. You and your feelings is the hook. And that's the problem. Why do you care if she ghosts you? What?
I don't care, but why do they ghost? Just to try to get you into your feelings?
It doesn't matter why they do. Why does a squirrel grab a nut? Why does a squirrel run over to that tree over there versus that tree over there? You don't ask that question. You just look at the squirrel and be like, oh, that's a cute little squirrel. Oh, look at the little cute little squirrel run and whittle his ass over to that tree. You don't sit there and say, well, damn, why did the squirrel go to that tree over there versus that tree? Poor little tree. This is what I'm telling you, man. Y'all are in your feminine. Why do you care? See, here's the thing. When you don't
I never ghost people. I don't believe in ghosting.
No, but you're talking about this shit. Why you wouldn't have brought this shit up if you didn't have some kind of a emotional attachment to it.
Because it shows me, I'll tell you why. Because to me, it shows me that people who ghost are weak. They're weak
No, no, no. The person who gets ghosted is weak. The ghoster is not weak. The ghostee
is weak.
No, it's weak to you. If she ghosts me, I'm good. If she ghosts you, you're like, wait a second, I got something to say. I got to give her a piece of my mind before I want to get the last word. And when you're in your feelings, you're trying to get the last word. But you know why I get the last word when they ghost? Because they realize he doesn't really give a fuck. I win because them running off does not affect me because my COVID-69 is already imprinted. When she ghosts me, what guy do you know has a wine above his bed? Nobody. She will be back. When she ghosts me, who sends a text message to land, sea, air, and space like I do? She's going to come back. Why is she going to come back when she ghosts me? Because she's going to get tired of what you do for a living and when was your last boyfriend and and she's going to come back. They always come back to the originator because listen, this is what you don't understand. And it's the trick of the game that they don't understand. Are they actually leaving? Anyway, are they actually leaving or are they just stepping out of the prison walls to walk around the prison yard to come back to my prison? You actually think if a woman goes to me that she ain't coming back? How can you come back when you actually didn't go anywhere? You don't think I'm already 714, I gotta get to 6. Listen, let me say. Why do you think I want the invite more than anything else? It's reasons like this. Because when she's ghosting me, I'm on her mind. When she ghosted me, I'm on her mind. When she's away from me, she's wondering, what am I doing to deal with the ghosting? And in the same instance, when she's meeting somebody else, she's thinking, well, damn, Steve used to. You see, even in loss, I win. She's the fish in the fish tank. The fish sleep in the fish house, and the fish can leave the house, ghost the house, and swim all around the tank. But the tank has limitations. So just because she ghosted me doesn't mean she ain't thinking about me. Think about how deep this is. Think about the quicksand. Let's go -5. Hold on, 612, I got you. Peep game.
This is good. This is good, Chief. Keep
every
going. I like
time
this.
If she ghosts me, every time mm-hmm. she thinks about me, that's negative 5 feet in the quicksand. So every time she listens to my voice message, every time she's talking to somebody else and realizes that, damn, Steve would have done it. Oh, add another five. Wait. He's asking me interviewing questions. Steve never add another five. She's not necessarily ghosting you. She's just out of the prison cell and walking around the prison yard. She ain't going nowhere because I'm
There's nowhere to go.
Right, because I'm renting space in her head. But when you have her in your head and she ghosts you, then you're in your feelings. Well, wait. Oh, no. How dare her ghost me? You know what? All right. You know what? If she calls me back and she gets back, oh, I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. And all you, ooh, boy. All right, it's day one. And then day two. All right, she is 2 days gone. Goddamn. And then, you know, like SpongeBob SquarePants, 3 weeks later, and you like, what's she doing? And then you're like, you see your voice, your mind be like, why don't you check her Instagram to see what she's doing? No, I don't care about her and what she's doing. I'm fine with it. Well, it won't hurt to check to see because I'm sure she's missing me. In her. You're on her Instagram and Facebook, and all she's doing is partying with God, with beer all in her face, got her titty squashed up. You're like, oh, my God, I lost her. And that's what I'm talking about. But the reversal is I'm going to ghost that motherfucker. Fuck him, right? Screw Steve. And I'm going to go out and have fun. I'm going to have a good time. But you don't think that they're like, what is Steve doing right now? I know I am going to be at the end of the line. I know he can replace me as fast as I walk out that door. So who is he seeing now? What is he doing now? And silently and secretly, they will watch. And they are watching everything. Watching everything. And
so it
backfires
on them.
Well, it backfires on them because what are they doing? Who do you know sends voice messages and videos to give them access to talk? Listen, they don't need to have me around them to hear my voice. They just got to press play. But see, in pressing play, their jealousy, envy, and emotion is going to draw them back. Because remember, I'm the cause and the cure. So I'm the cause of her sadness. There's a hole in her body. Like, oh my God, I just miss those times. And here it is. Now this is where women get smart. How do I get back in? How they smart enough? They'll send you a message. They'll like something. They'll send you an emoji. Oh, I saw this emoji and I thought about you, LOL. And they're like, please don't throw it in my face. And they're like, oh, okay, everything's good. Because I'm not fazed. And that's what turns them on. They can't faze me. And they will faze a guy that's mad that they're ghosting them. Caller, last thing I'm going to tell you. I keep telling you, I want, you know, please, hey, leave, go. I remember the contract. Go find somebody else. Go find another guy. You don't need me. Go find someone. Find your happiness through somebody else.
How many guys,
I got to talk to 612. His problem is that y'all play the game, but you don't have the pieces to go with the game. You want to act like you a man and or you about it, but listen what you're saying. It's not fair women ghost, and when a woman ghosts this, and why can't you that? It's not good when a woman does this and that. Look, you got a woman renting in space in your mind right now. Y'all, when she ghosts me, you know what the consolation prize is? She has access to me 24 hours a day. You want to know why? because she gets to choose when she wants to press play on that button. What she wants to hear, guess what? She's got my poetry. She's got my audio. She's got my videos. She's got nothing but full access of me. She doesn't have me. She's got access of me. So she will keep taking my drug as much as she wants until she wants the real thing, and she will crawl her ass back. I'm not mad that they ghost because go. I don't need to hear from you in a day or two. Or you're going to come back because that's what I've created. If they're thinking
you're the drug and you're the addicts and the junkies, aren't they?
She's the junkie. I'm the drug. She's the junkie.
You're the drug.
Right.
She's the junkie.
But listen, one last thing before I grab 612. Think about this.
Yeah.
Here's where I win when they ghost. The reason I win when they ghost is that they actually think they can go cold turkey. They they're saying that, you know what? All right, let me give you an example. Let's say she's like using like a loser, okay? A woman can ghost an average guy and forget about him. That's what she does.
Huh.
But in that is that's where she loses with me because I'm not average. I'm not average. So when she ghosts me, her greatest fuck up is she thinks I'm average and she thinks it's going to have an effect on me. And she thinks that she's actually winning when she, the alcoholic, or she, the addict, is trying to break free of my drug. And guess what?
And she can't find a stronger drug anywhere, so she has to come back, right, Steve?
No. But she doesn't come back because what she'll do is go to Alcoholic Anonymous and be like, hey, my name is Sandy. Hi, Sandy. Well, hey. It's been 1 year, and I got my magical coin right now. It's been 1 year since I've been off of Steve. Oh, great, Sandy. Oh, yeah, it's great. Oh, yeah, girl. And no, she's all, yeah, girl. Oh, yeah. And then walks out of the door. I mean, this is so much. Oh, God. You remember the show? Redemption when the dude was on his knees looking up. They will play dog. They will be like, they will act like they're so strong in front of the wither. You know what? I am strong. Yeah. I am valuable. Yes, Beyonce. The church of Beyonce. I am independent. I don't need him. I don't need a man. And I don't need Stephen. He is not my world. I am everything without him. I know, girl. Thank you. Oh, it feels so free to be liberated and walk out that damn door. So wait. So then what they do is take a synthetic drug. And you know what that synthetic drug is? Ring, ring, ring. Hey, Robert, are you busy? Can we talk? I'm just not feeling good. Oh, please come over. Let's talk. You know what? What's wrong? Oh, my God. What's wrong? Oh, you're so beautiful. And you're so beautiful. Oh, my God. I don't want to see you crying because I'm going to tell you. And you're so lovely and so valuable. Why are you crying? And she's going to sit there and say,
Steve, you're making me laugh too much, man.
No,
can you tell me that
I'm keeping it real? I'm just trying to make you laugh. I'm keeping it real. So then she's going to talk to me. She's going to talk to me. Hey, look, you know they got beer with no alcohol in it. It's like the synthetic beer. It's not really actual beer, but it's beer with no alcohol. They call it beer, but it's actually not beer.
Near beer. So near beer.
Yeah, whatever that shit is. So she's going to talk to the sucker and be like, well, you know. And you know that sucker gonna be like, is this Steven? What did that asshole do now? That mother effer, what did he do now? And she'd be like, no, I'm not, it's not him. I'm not talking about him. It's just that, you know, I'm just mad because of my friend. You know, my friends, cousins, sisters, brothers, nephews, elves, Bigfoot, brothers, dogs, girlfriend. You know, she's missing her man, and she's missing him. And I just want to ask you, because she's never going to admit to the sucker that she's missing old Stevie Boy. So she's going to talk about something else. And you know what that guy's going to do? Well, you know what? You're special. And you're valuable. And you tell your friend that, you know what? She doesn't need that. I'm serious. She doesn't need that loser. You know what? You got to stay strong.
He's going to start simping. He's going to start simping, isn't he?
Exactly. She's going to start simping. Because she's trying to fight what she can't fight. And listen, and let me tell you, because 612 knows what I'm talking about when I bring him in. The problem is because you're in your feelings, she's in her feelings. Feelings through a woman, you don't understand. They are, look, let's example. Let's use, hold on, 612, I got you. Let's take example, Sexoween, okay? Let's say we hit the month of October and all this stuff is going down. She ghosted me, let's say she ghosted me in August or September.
Yeah.
As soon as October hits, the first thing in their head was, oh my God, it's October. Who is this fucker sending those sexoween invitations to? What woman is coming to his place right now? And who is enjoying his, oh my God, what food is he putting on her body? What is he eating up? She's doing all that shit. So what's she going to do first? She gonna go back to her ya sisters. You know what? Yeah. I gotta call my sponsor. Hello, Roger. Roger, can we talk? I feel like I was what's wrong? No, don't call him. Don't call
him.
Don't message him. Don't call him. It's only gonna lead to bad things. He does. Remember, like Daddy, he doesn't want you. Stay away from him. He's no good for you. All he's gonna do is hurt you. So don't do it. It's okay. Look, I got an idea. Why don't we go to Netflix and chill? Why don't you come over? We'll get a little bit of. Hey, I've got your favorite ice cream. I got your cookie dough ice cream. Hey, we can have a summer party. Come over. We'll have some slumber parties, and we won't think about it. I've got to break you off the ledge because I don't want you to go back. And then she has a slumber party. All she's doing is eating a little kick-ass ice cream. But here's the problem. What happens when she eats the ice cream? Remember, that's the ice cream I put on her ass cheeks and licked it off.
Yep.
What happens when she eats the ice cream and remembers, damn, he used my favorite ice cream during Sexoween to put it on me while he was smashing.
That's the ice cream you licked off her nipples, right? That's the ice cream you licked off her titties.
Exactly. So she'll go back to the AA meetings as much as she wants. But like I'm saying, the temptation to come back, because think about the drug being the cause and the cure. See, the person that breaks away from the drug or the alcohol, they know how it feels when you have it in you. But running away gets you in a great depression. So you've got to have, you know, hey, look, one drop of alcohol ain't going to hurt. One little shot of heroin in my heart ain't going to I can, ready? I can manage talking to Steven. I can manage it. I can just like one of his things. But all night she's saying she shouldn't do it, and that's the war. Should I do it? I'm just going to do it and like it. Oh, my gosh. And guess what? Here's the best thing about it. As soon as she likes it and puts a smile on it, she's waiting for the reply. Why isn't he replying back? Why is he messaging me? Oh, my God, did I do the wrong thing? You know what? I'm just going to reach out to him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, quote, unquote, butt down him. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. Oh, no. I'll give you one. It's a great one. They
hey,
will
Steve, I got a new thing.
All right, wait, Steve, hold on, tell them. I got to keep this guy getting 612. I'm going to say this last thing. They will send you a text message like they're talking to another guy, and they will say, oops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to send back, man. But that's the drug. So I just want to wrap this up on your ghosting thing. When a woman ghosts a man, she's not really going anywhere. She's just leaving the prison to walk around the prison yard. She's just going to walk
Sims don't get chicks wet. Only kings do, right?
Yeah, but there's no, what you call it? There's no escape. She cannot. When I say we're forever, we are forever. I keep telling you, the bridges of Madison County, we are forever. We are forever. See, it's the way I'm teaching y'all guys game, they will never be able to find a guy like you. But here's the last part I want to say.
Okay.
With her AA or sisterhood meeting of the independent women, the Church of Beyonce will say, you know what, girl? You don't need Steven. Screw that man. I got an idea, girl. I got a friend that has personality. Oh, and I got a friend that makes you laugh. And I got a friend that's educated. And I got a friend. And one by one, they will try to Frankenstein a man.
Yep.
They will try to Frankenstein that man. Give him a little bit of electricity and realize, you remember the commercials that always show you it takes 10 bowls to eat one bowl of this type thing? Right. So she can see as many guys as she wants to see. They ain't me. She can talk to as many guys as she wants to see. I'm telling you, listen, even in prison, you can have visitors, right? Think what I'm showing you right
now.
Even in prison, she can have people visit, right? What do you think those guys doing? They're just visiting. She ain't leaving the prison.
Right.
Hey, bring out 445-698-704. Bring her ass out, sit down. Hey, that guy said, hi, my name is Mike, and I'm a Sagittarius, and what do you do for a living? And where's your boyfriend? And she's like, dude, I got to get back to my prison. I got to go. Thank you. So even though she has visitors in the prison that I've created, she ain't going nowhere. And and you know what's so cool about this? I'm arrogant enough to say this in front of women right now. People that's listening right now, I'm arrogant enough to say this shit. And you know what? There's nothing that they can do about it. Now what? Now what?
You know
what I'm saying? That's how cold the game is. I can tell a woman play by play of every fucking move I'm going to do, and it's going to go down eventually. And they will laugh at me, but I'm telling you stuff right now. And they can say, psh, I would watch. Because they know what I'm talking about. Because some people are experiencing what I'm saying right now.
I love it. Great show, Steve. Great show.
Likes up. Get the likes up, guys. Can you talk me back in, Steve?
Yeah, all right. Throw you in. All right, let's go here. Wait a second. Wait. Let me say something to Mutt. Mutt. Let me tell you something, Mutt. If you ever meet a man, Mutt, go to another country, go to another planet, go to another universe, or go to another galaxy. You can never run when a man is in your mind. So go for it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you, there's no hiding. You can't get rid of something that's ingrained in your mind. So go find that foreign man. Find him. I think you should. Go find a foreign man. Absolutely. 612, you there, brother?
Hello?
Yeah, let's talk, brother. Okay. All right, so let's talk.
Yeah.
So let me know what makes you jealous.
When a woman thinks she has me and she starts to rub it in my face with other dudes.
But wait a second. Didn't you tell this woman
it's how she did it though, like, because I typically wouldn't care, but she was like, oh, I met this guy, he looks like Rick Ross, blah blah blah, he's not my type, blah blah blah, and I was like, oh, whatever, I don't care, whatever. That's how I said it, and it was like, And it didn't matter. Like, it was like, why she tell? But what got me was that she was like, she kept talking about dude, like I was like, because he had money and everything, he was like all good. And I was like, you know.
Call her. I'm going to give you an example.
Make me jealous.
No, listen, you already jealous. You're already in your feelings.
Because of how she came at me, though. That's what I'm saying.
Listen to me. I want you to hear something. I want you to understand. Women have this keen sense, like a predator, an animal predator, not a predator, but an animal predator that can smell the fear and jealousy on you, okay? And what you don't understand is that how you spoke to her showed her that she has the upper hand on you. Because, okay, here's the thing. When she started talking about that guy and how he his body, what did she say about the guy? What did she say about the guy?
She said he looked like Rick Ross.
Okay, but wait a second. Okay, she said he looked like Rick Ross and all this other stuff, okay? What did you say in return? What did you say in reply back to her?
I was like, there's nothing wrong with looking like Rick Ross. Rick Ross is famous.
Okay, what did she say? Because you said she kept talking about
it. Then she switched it up and she was like, oh, well, he was telling me stuff like, oh, he should get with me or I should get with him because he could change my life. I was like, okay. Of course he can. Like, he could change your life. And I was like, you could have capitalized on that. That's what I was saying. I was saying it like, go, girl, you know what I mean? And I was just
you said it through jealousy, friend. That's what you're not understanding.
Okay. Yeah, well, see, I got in my feelings because of how she said it.
I know that, and that's why she got you. Because you're the same guy that said to her, go see other people. I'm seeing other people.
Okay, you so I was basically saying, what I got tripped up on was, I was like, oh, yeah, go run away with him. Like, that's how I was saying it, right?
But you were saying, okay, a man doesn't say run away with him like that. Go run away with him. Why would you even say
that? That's why I fucked up.
Why? But I'm asking,
I didn't say all that. I just said, like, I said, basically what I said is that, oh, you could use him, capitalize, and, like, he could splurge money on you. He can give money to you.
And what
then
she
you
say?
Can take that money and give it to me.
And what did she say in return?
She was like, oh, I don't want to be that type of girl that, like, uses men for money and blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. And I was like, but you're not seeing the bigger picture. Like, what you could see is an opportunity for you to get money, and then he could travel you all over the place.
Where did you get jealous at? You say you got jealous.
Well,
because
that's the thing. I'm not jealous at all. I'm just in my feelings about the whole situation.
You're in your feelings. Okay, listen. Let's pause for a second.
Because I typically don't care when a woman is seeing another dude. As long as I know about the situation.
Wait, stop. Stop lying to yourself.
I guess I was jealous.
Sitting around lying to me. You were jealous.
I guess I got jealous because of the fact that he was an NFL player.
He was jealous because he's an NFL player.
Yeah.
So in your jealousy, what were the things you were getting jealous about? Because he's an NFL player, but what was the jealousy? What about him
made
you jealous?
He had more money than me. That was it.
More money to do what?
To go buy girls drinks and go, like, you know, buy bottle service and all this shit for the chicks and, like, they didn't have to spend anything, and they were just enjoying that. You know what I mean?
But you also said
that
you encouraged her to use the money. Yet you would. Why would you encourage someone to do something that you're jealous of? Can you explain it to me?
Because in my head, I was trying to not to come off jealous. I was trying to be like, oh, why don't you, like, use me for stuff so you can have a good time?
There's the guy that I'm not racist. I ain't racist, but.
Okay.
The fact that you're not
okay. No, I understand that.
You got to understand the opponent, okay? How many women do you know pretend like they ain't jealous, but they're fucking jealous all the time of a man. There's a lot of women that say, I don't care, but they actually care. They just don't want to show their cards.
I've seen that.
Right. So you're doing the exact same thing they're doing.
Because, okay, I'll put it this way, too, also, because there's women that I've dated, and then all of a sudden they want a relationship, and I'm like, yo, I'm good, right? And then they get mad, and then they actually go out of their way to get a boyfriend, and then they try to, like, you know, display that this dude is all over them and, like, he wants her and shit like that. And I'm standing there, and I don't give a fuck.
And how does that make you feel?
I don't give a fuck. Like, I typically don't give a fuck when shit like that goes, and then they'll get mad and they'll leave the venue because I've experienced shit like that. Like, I showed women, like, okay, you, that's your guy? Okay, cool, but I'm just here to smash you. But with this chick, it's different because, like, now she's, like, trying to say shit to, like, get in my head, right?
But wait
and
a second.
She kind of just did that.
But wait, weren't you the one that played this game first? You said
I started it.
Right, so why do y'all guys think that y'all can just play games with a woman and think she won't attack?
Okay, well, I feel some type of way now, and I want to figure out how to solve it.
What's that now?
Okay, I feel some type of way because I fucked up, and I think she's a good girl. You know what I mean? Like the way she's been treating me and respecting me and shit like that. But when that shit came off like that, that's when it's like, okay, I feel off some type of way.
Because you're in love.
Okay.
You're in your feelings.
Okay.
And all you've been doing is thinking about her right now with this football player. Am I correct?
Yeah. I mean,
right.
The situation that
what is it that you're thinking?
That she might just fuck around and just leave me, and then that'd be it.
Wait, leave.
So I gotta...
Wait a second. You're worried about her leaving you, but isn't it you that said she can see other people?
Yeah, I said that shit. I'm stupid.
But why would... Okay. All right. I think what's happening here is that you listen to us men on the show, and you hear us say that we always tell women that they can see other people, right? And then
you want to
try it out or run with it and realize you get caught. See, you can't play king. You must be king, and you ain't king yet. But you want to play, right? But yet you want to act and talk. Hey, baby, go see you one. It's cool, but you already in your feelings. So why
okay.
would you even?
But I'm not fully in my feelings yet though, because like she can leave either way. Like I'm not like because I'll go see some other chick at the end of the day. But it's like
you just said you're afraid
I'm trying
of
to figure
losing.
Out. Well, yeah, I am. But at the end of the day, like, I'll just take that loss is what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you why you can't take that loss. She is rooted in your mind right now. It doesn't matter how many drinks you have. It doesn't matter if you try to smoke your sadness away or sleep with another woman. She's still going to be there. You want to know how I know that? Because that's how I've always set the shit up. That's how the 24-year-old bisexual stripper I got with set it up and showed me how it works. You don't understand that you cannot escape it. The only way you can escape it is not letting it come in. You cannot let you. Listen to me, Carter. Here's what I say to you and all you other guys. As soon as you see a woman and you're like, oh, my God, she's sexy, you've already lost. You've already lost.
Okay, so since I'm fucked up in the game right now, how do I fix what I started? Like, how do I change that?
Okay, here's the problem.
Because I could be honest, because I feel like now, like, because she's gonna try to call me tonight, because she wants to meet up with me next week. So I'm trying to like figure out like, okay, how do I not get caught up inside of
because I've got a feeling
shit.
That you're gonna say, I don't want you to see that football player. I got a feeling this is where this is.
I'm not gonna say that.
But you're taking that. But you're taking it. Come on, let's be real. Let's keep it a buck. There is a part of you that wants to tell her.
Oh yeah,
her,
there's a part. I don't even want her to like know him.
But that's there lies the problem. You don't understand. Okay.
Okay, okay. No, I understand what you're saying. Okay, so I'm going to keep thinking in the back of my mind that she's with this dude and she can see him at any moment, and I could get fucked up because I'm going to be thinking about that the whole time I'm with her, right?
Hey, when you kiss her, you're going to think about her. You're going to think about her faces while he was hitting from the back. He, oh, my God. Oh, you're so bad.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, it was
okay.
First and
okay.
Ten.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Was I'm sorry. What? What?
Okay, so if I'm – so, I mean, I'm not going to – I know she's been smashing other dudes. We have an open situation. But it was that it was this one that got to me. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
This one that got to me.
I know it got to you because you're in your feelings, bruh.
Okay, then.
It got to you because you feel that you're not worthy of her, and you have judged another man off of his pockets and not his mouthpiece or his mindset. You think
okay.
Because he's got millions of dollars that you are not even, you can't compete. The fuck you can't. Right. And Mutt,
so,
I'm trying to show him this. And she's posting for all you guys missed it. She said that she did it on purpose. Gentlemen, you got, listen. This is where you understand something.
I think she did it on purpose.
No, caller, I'm trying to show you how cold women are. Listen to me.
All right.
You tried to play like you a man, a boss up, right? Go see
yeah.
other people. She's like, okay, so let me test the gold. Let me keep talking about this guy right here and see how he's going to respond. And she knows she got you in your feelings. Because she did all this on purpose to see what you are. Now she sees your chink in the armor. She has full control over you. Brother, you understand that women will say to me, I'm seeing somebody, and will be fucked up because I'm cool with it. And it'd be fun. Listen, you understand they're so used to, why are you seeing him? And no, gosh darn it. I've been here for 5 years. Why would you do this to me? That's what they used to, right? So the expectation is they'll tell me, oh, I'm seeing somebody. And they think, and this is their downfall, they think that I'm a human. And they think that I actually care. I don't care. I wholeheartedly support them seeing other people. You actually don't support it. That's where the problem is. You want to
pretend. I was supporting it, by the way. I was talking about it, though.
Like
I was saying, oh, you should go use
them. Stop. You were talking about it, but you weren't being about it.
Okay.
There lies the problem. You were pretending like you actually were about her seeing other people. And when she started seeing other people, you wanted to make the rules of who she sees. See, you would be fine if she's messing with old boy from Kenny Shoes or Payless or
hell
Safeway
yeah.
or McDonald's or Burger King.
Exactly.
Because in your mind,
yep.
you're saying, they're not a threat to me. I ain't worried about them. But now she ran into a baller that has money and paper. You feel that now I'm out, shit, I'm about to lose her? How can you lose something you never had, caller?
That's how the game goes.
Right, but you ain't playing the game. You getting the game ran on you because you
exactly.
play games with a woman.
Okay.
You try to be something that you're not, and now you got.
Can I fix it by telling her being straight up with her when she calls me? She's gonna try to call me tonight. So can
okay,
I be just straight up honest with her?
Let me explain what my first showed me when. Okay, I got broke, right? You know I got broke, right?
Yeah.
I was 14.
Yeah.
I got broke. I was all fucked up. Right?
Yeah.
And the reason why, because it was the best thing that ever happened to me, but. What you don't understand is there is a simple rule to this. Once you're in, they can't get out. And that's why I teach you guys never to let them in, because as soon as you say she's sexy and beautiful and, oh, my God, I want to smash, you have just let her in and you don't realize she's in.
Okay, so then how do I fix my problem now if I'm going to try to not be upset about the situation? Because I don't feel mad. I just want to know, because I feel good. I felt like what she told me made me feel good,
like,
right?
Let me tell you something. A woman can go out with another guy to try to make me mad and feel good at that moment. You want to know why? Because in her mind, she thinks she's affecting me, right? But you know what she's doing constantly with her phone? You know what she's doing constantly? She's growing her muscle right here by lifting her phone up constantly like this, constantly trying to see if I'm replying back to her, constantly see if I'm saying anything, constantly see if I'm doing anything. Brother, you just don't understand. This is why I talk about the mindset. Because as soon as you let them in rent free by showing your emotions, you have, okay, you're not supposed to have the emotions that a woman has. The emotion that you should have is, you know, it's 4th and 3 and they're kicking the field goal to win the game and they fucking miss the field goal to the left. Or it's the Celtics. I'm a Celtic fan. And I want to go to state to win. That's the kind of emotion you should have. Like, oh, my God, my team lost. Oh, fuck, I'm mad. That's okay. As soon as you have an emotion that is tied to a woman, then she has systematically imprinted herself onto you. See, let me explain. See, when you invite her in, okay, and listen to me, and before I say this to you, Carl, and everybody listening, there's nothing wrong with what I'm saying, and I don't want y'all to get mad because women are not doing this on purpose, and I just want to let y'all know, they're not doing what I'm about to tell you on purpose. What's crazy is you're doing it yourself. When a woman comes in and you let her in for free because you think she's so beautiful, so hot, so sexy, I got to sleep with her and all this other stuff that you're thinking, okay? The reason it gets worse is because then once she's in your mind, you begin to open up other doors to let her put her virus in that door. And you don't even realize it because you're saying, okay, I want to smash her, so now I got to prove myself to her. So now I got to open up my heart. I got to start doing things to beg and barter for her attention, her time. So what you're doing is, like Star Trek, all shields have dropped. There are no shields. And she's not imprinting herself on you, because that's what I'm trying to get y'all to do. Don't get mad at women. She's not imprinting herself on you. You're imprinting her on you. Because every step you're taking, you're trying to get her to want to be with you. And she is not into you. She likes you. You're a nice person.
Yeah.
But she's not into you. So what you did is that you played man. And you got bit. And what happened was when she told you about that NFL player, shields are down. And every time she mentioned something about him, that was another door that she imprinted herself in your mind. Now remember, she's just talking about it. But because you were jealous and you were in your feelings, you just kept opening doors to you. Hey, come on in. Like, just think about your house. Come on to my bathroom and imprint yourself in my bathroom. Here's my laundry room. Imprint yourself in there. Here's my garage. Imprint yourself in there. Here's my bedroom. You know, you just opening door after door after door. Remember, we don't blame women. She didn't do anything wrong. You brought her in. She didn't ask to come in. You said to her, go see other men. And if you told her to go see other men and you were seeing other women and you were actually seeing women, she would be on your jock right now. Because you wouldn't
so,
be
okay.
Paying.
So what do I do? Because now it's like, okay, I can feel the power struggle between us, right?
I am trying
but how do
to
I...
look. There's no cure for what I am saying because look, the only cure you're going to have, and it's going to take time. You have actually got to build a new theater because your theater one, you're stuck in it, and you don't believe that you can create another theater. And the problem is you can't do it overnight because you're okay.
I'm not too emotionally invested in here.
I'm about to tell you why you're about to be. Remember I told you why I want the invite? This is exactly why. Because every thought you have, I'm going to the notebook. Give me a second. I'm going to the notebook, guys. Let me show you what I'm talking about. We got to go to the notebook, guys. Hold on. Let me find it. Carl, I'm going to tell you while I'm talking to the guys on it with the notebook. let me show what I'm talking about. See, with you, okay, I don't want to use the word AIDS or anything, but you know how the AIDS virus works, right?
Yeah.
Once it's inside, it kind of breaks and it keeps splitting up and it keeps hitting those white
AIDS.
What?
So I got AIDS now.
Oh, you have it? No, I'm not being... No. I'm not saying you have AIDS.
No. Like figuratively speaking.
Okay. Well, if you have AIDS, then you know what I'm talking about. Then you know that the virus will keep attacking the white T cells, right? Right?
Yeah. I don't have AIDS. I'm just figuratively speaking.
Well, no, I'm not. No, I don't want you to say you have AIDS. No, I'm just giving you a nap. Never mind. Forget I said AIDS. I don't want to use that. I want to say this. Okay.
No, it makes sense. I know it makes sense.
Right, but no, I know it makes sense. But this, I'm telling you why the invite is the most important thing. You never let a woman rent space in your mind. You will lose because. And this is what I'm showing them, guys. If y'all watching on TikTok, I'm showing them this. Give me a second to show my TikTok people. What I'm saying is every time you have a thought of her, the her splits, excuse me, it splits. And then when that her splits and you have another thought, that thought split. You don't understand how the drug works and how it takes over. That's why I keep telling you, y'all guys want sex. I want the invite because I want to be forever. I don't want to be today or tomorrow. I'm telling you, because listen, I want to conquer. I want to conquer. So that's why I want the invite, because I want to be forever. That's period. That's my conquer mentality. But let me tell you where you go wrong. You let a woman in and you don't realize that she's not trying to conquer you, if she can, if she wants to. But what you don't realize is that once she's in emotionally her rooted in you or renting free space, you can't kick that out because there's nothing to kick out something when you don't even have a foundation to stand on. So everything, every time you ever, okay, let me give you an example. Have you ever seen either Star Trek? Have you watched Star Trek?
I used to.
Oh, okay. You ever heard of the Borg? You remember the Borg?
No, I don't.
All right, let me give you an example.
I don't know about Star Trek.
Okay. Have you ever seen like an alien movie where
they're
trying to fight the aliens and they're hitting them with everything they got, and all of a sudden they might have a few of them, then all of a sudden the aliens adapt to the weapons, and then the weapons are obsolete? Then think about what I'm saying here. Once she's inside rent free, not your white T cells, but you're trying to fight her off. You're trying to get her out, but trying to get her out like a Trojan in your computer or a virus, she's already imprinting herself on every layer of your hard drive, your processor, your RAM. Listen, here's the worst part about it. She's not doing it. You're doing it. She's so pretty. She's so beautiful. Is she thinking about me right now? What can I do to make her like me? What can I do to make her get me sleep with me in bed? How many dinners? I want to take her out to dinner. I got to kiss her ass. I got to bend over backwards. And you're the one doing it. She ain't doing it. You're actually doing it, and you don't realize it. That's why I say you can't get mad at them, because you're systematically placing her on every thought you have, and she's in it. She's already placed on it, which means you're going to have reoccurring thoughts. That's why you can't get rid of the football player in your mind, because your thought is, even though she's coming to sleep with you, like that Taye Diggs movie, all you're thinking about is that other guy and what she's been doing with that other guy. Do you see what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah.
See, listen, you can be free, but you can't be free of it.
Okay.
Because, all right, listen to me. This is why I stress to, I'm the only one that tells you. There's nobody else tells you. This is why y'all lose, because all you want to do is smash. And because you want to smash, you open the whole entire world. You open every window, every door up. And you say,
okay,
come on inside. She's not coming inside. She's not coming in. You're creating thought process. Every time you think about her, worship her, kiss her ass, run behind her, you're getting deeper in it. Says the guy that goes from drinking sodas to beer to wine to harder liquors. You keep doing it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is that if you were just honest when you told her to go see other people, and you were seeing other people, could have flipped. Because as soon as she said, I was seeing this football player and he likes me and he's interested in me and all this other stuff. Ah, cool. All right. Well, anyway, hey, go do your thing and, you know, holler at me later. Well.
No, but she told. Okay, listen.
I'm showing you what she's thinking. Well, what are you about to do? See that right there? She would have stopped talking about him all of a sudden because she shifted her thoughts. Like, wait a second. What are you doing right now? And what are you about to get into? Because I know you're seeing other people, but God damn it, can't you give me a goddamn chance to talk to you? Do you have to have that B-I-T-C-H there right now? I bet she's there right now, isn't she? See, this is what I'm talking about. See, I can never trust you. And then right there, that's where you would have won. But because you didn't have anything, you started being in your feelings. You have her in. And every thought that you have been having about her, let's be honest, is why you're messing up. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
See, you're caught into a man's pockets. So that shows that your foundation is either built on hay or straw. You let a woman... Listen, remember, you told her she could see other guys. She turned that shit back on you. And she found a chink in your armor. And that is a man with money.
Yeah.
And now that she knows that that's your weakness, anytime she wants to destroy you, she just, I met a rich guy. He's got his own company. He's got his own business. And because, remember, you don't have any self-worth. That's why you're in your feelings. But see, that's why it works so well with women, because they have low self-worth and low self-esteem. You're just imprinted on what she's supposed to be feeling, but you're the one feeling it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and I understand it.
Right, because you created it. See, if you would have just been cool with her sleeping or hanging out with that football player, this would have never happened. But because you feel that your self-worth, you feel low. See, here's your problem. You judge, you think because you have more money than the guy at McDonald's, you look down at that guy. Oh, I'm better than you, right? Now she hits you.
No, I don't even think that. Like, even if he was at my level, like, I wouldn't care.
No, I'm going to show you. Listen to me. I'm going to show you why, because you showed me that. Remember I told you? You said you don't care if she messes with someone at McDonald's. You said
you're like
you don't
a regular-ass dude.
Regular-ass dude, right, because you feel that you are more superior than those guys financially. That's why you don't even realize what's going on.
No, I see it.
Right. So now you feel more superior than them. That's why you're not threatened by them. But here lies the problem. Because you're so busy looking down, you ain't even looking up. And what's above you is that guy that's making more. Always remember this. And I think J. Cole said it in one of his raps. Love more, love something. I've got the better than love yours. No such thing. I've got the rap song. But what I'm saying is,
oh, ain't no life better than yours.
Hey, right. Remember, there's always going to be someone that looks better than you. There's always going to be someone that's got more than you, and it's going you got to accept that. But see, you haven't come to Jesus moment. You're so busy looking down at everybody else, thinking that you can sit on your high throne. She just knocked you off your throne.
She did.
Love yours. Thank you, Kevin. Love yours. Right, because you're so busy looking down, you never looked up. Listen, I didn't have money, right? I never looked down on anybody. And when I have money, I don't look down on anybody. Because I don't give a fuck what people are doing because I stay on mine, right? But I don't need to look down. I don't need to look up because I'm always looking in. Ooh, listen to what I'm saying. I don't look down, I don't look up, I don't look left or right. So that kills that hypergamy shit. But I don't care what a woman is doing. I only care what I'm doing. And that's why they care about me, because I don't care about them. So who's in whose space? Listen,
I keep telling you, I get it.
The most important thing is this moment right here. Whoever is renting space first wins. Period.
Okay.
And here's the thing. This is why women have so many guy friends. And this is why women have a bunch of dudes they don't want to smack. Just because she's got 7,000, 2,000, 3,000 friends, I keep telling you guys out there, just because she has all these people, doesn't mean she's sleeping with them. That's just free banks, free chauffeurs, free fix my house, free hang out. And again, if she chooses to, she can use all, she, listen, she doesn't have one. Every guy that wants to smash her is a bank account that she can access. I'm not saying they're doing that, but I'm saying the women know that, because the women are like, oh, I'm just a good, they know what the fuck I'm, women know what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is that she has that power now. But she can't have power over me because she's losing power around me. She ain't gaining. She's losing her mind, and she didn't even realize she's losing her mind. Because unlike you dwellers that flood the market with Rick, right? I'm flooding the market with me. I'm not flooding it with anything else. I'm on her mind. And once I'm in because of what I am and what I can do. And I haven't even done anything yet. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what I'm saying to you is that if you are thinking about another guy, and it's not homosexual thoughts, I'm saying you're thinking about the other guy, that's the problem, because you're comparing yourself to someone you don't even know just because he has more zeros in his bank account. You think that makes him better than you?
No, of course not.
Well, no, now
if
you're
I'm
lying.
Good, I'm good.
But now you're lying.
No, I'm being honest, because it's the way I was trying to let her know, I don't.
No, I'm not boo-boo the fool. Let's go back over it. See, now this is what I'm saying, why you're losing. You're not even being honest with yourself. Listen to me. You're the way you are because you told me he's got more zeros in his bank account, dog. Did you not say
that?
I mean,
he do though. He was in Arizona and she was in Arizona and they was splurging and they was having a good time at this bachelorette party.
Hey, listen. I've had a lot of women that they get with guys and they are flown to places. They get the latest gadgets, cars, beautiful apartments, and all that other stuff. You know why they still give me the pussy and submit themselves to me? It's because I'm not.
You're that nigga.
Well, let's not say that word, but I'm not that guy.
Oh, okay.
You want to know why I'm not that guy? Because I don't care what another man does, because no amount of money can tap into what I can tap into. Because if it's being led by money, what happens when the money runs out? See, I'm leading them by something that's infinite. I don't run out. I don't run out. And the wealth is in how I make them feel and the knowledge I have. It's not what I can do for them. See, this is what I'm trying. Let me tell you how great it is. See, I've dealt with women that are like, you know what? Oh, wait, call. Have you ever went over a woman's house, maybe in high school or college? You go in her bedroom, right?
Yeah.
And there's a wilted flower on the wall or on her desk. And you don't even know. You're like, man, that's okay. You just kind of graze. You don't even think about it. You see it. Like, it's a wilted rose. It's dead. It's like all crumbly. But it's still in her bedroom or it's still on her top of her desk or something.
Yeah.
Because, see, the women I was messing with, they get diamond watches, rings, jewelry, clothes, and all that stuff from these guys, right? I can go out of my house and grab a dandelion and give it to her, and she will see more worth in that dandelion than any piece of jewelry that she's getting with those guys. Because she's getting something from somebody that doesn't give shit away for free. And for a lot of you guys, if went over a woman's house and you're like, hey, that's a dead rose. Why would she have that rose on her? Oh, well, you don't understand the power and the significance of that rose. That rose was handed to her by a motherfucker that had her shoulders pinned back to her their knees pinned back to her shoulders in her mind. And there is a bond with that thing. See, I don't compare. Listen, I don't look in another man's pockets and judge another man or judge myself through another man's pockets, caller. You see what I'm saying?
I
judge myself through what I can do. And I encourage. See, you can't do this. I'm fine. Go out of town. Have a great time. But you know what the problem is when I say that? You know what I get when I tell them? See, you tell her to go out of town. She's like, okay, thank you. You know what I get? Why are you trying to get rid of me? Why don't you care about me? What did I do wrong? Why are you pushing me away? Are you getting tired with me? Am I boring you? I'm sorry, did I do something wrong? See, it's two totally different things. I'm telling her to go out and have fun. But here's the beautiful problem about the drug. How can she have fun with somebody else when I am the fun? How can she have fun with another guy when she's with him thinking about me? That's why I'm a dick. That's why I'm arrogant as fuck. Because I know one thing that most guys are not teaching you. I want everything. I don't want wisdom. I'm being honest. That's why we always tell warm women, don't mess with motherfuckers like us. You don't want to be around a guy like me. Oh, I can handle you. Okay. You don't want a guy like me. Because you mess with me, I'm forever. Ever. I am Bridges. Have you seen Bridges of Madison County?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, I'm just going to roll to the end of the thing. All right, so the woman was married, right, meets Clint for just a few days. Clint wants to tell you, hey, come run on, let's go together. She didn't do it. From the day she let Clint go, for the rest of her life, she's all been, even in death, she wrote about Clint. Because Clint was the unicorn. He was the six-leaf clover. He was the Bigfoot, the life. That's what I am. I am the one thing that she can never, ever replace. She can never replace how I make her feel. I push her beyond a point that she doesn't even realize she has. But that's why I don't go for the sex like you average dwellers do, and you lose. I don't go after the sex. I want the invite. That is all I want. That is all I want. And I know y'all guys think it's funny. Y'all laugh. But do you see how you are destroying yourself from the inside by letting a woman in who hasn't even proven that she's even worthy to be a thought? You hear what I'm saying? Not even worthy to be a thought. But yet you let her in and she becomes all your thoughts. And once she becomes all your thoughts, you are addicted to her. She's your addiction.
Okay.
And if she's your addiction, you can't break the addiction. You can't break the addiction because you're the you're Morris Chestnut in the movie. You got to see that. Wait, let me see. I wish I could pull that up. I'm on the phone. I wish I could pull up the Taye Diggs Morris Chestnut scene where he is crying. See, the bride thinks he's crying. She thinks he's crying because he's so happy that he's married. he's actually crying because all he can do is think about his woman being bent around like a pretzel, and it's messing with his mind, and that's what it's doing for you, dog. It's messing with your mind. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And what I'm saying is that's why y'all guys lose, because I want to give you an example. Think about red pill thinking, right? All right. What is the basis of red? Let me show you okay, listen. Let me show you this. Okay, we're going to get deep. I'm about to say something. Watch this, guys. I'm going to explain to you why red pill thinking sets you up to be the bitch in a relationship. Because what does red pill thinking do? What is the one element that they use in every talking point? What is that one element? Caller, what is it?
I don't know. Like, she's not the one. You're not, it's the her, one it's your element. Turn or something
no,
like that?
The one element is a woman. Every talking point has woman in it. So what do you think you're doing subconsciously? Every point that they have is not about men. It's all about single mothers. The woman doing this. The woman doing that. Women, 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 right?
Yeah.
So what do you think that you're systematically, automatically doing?
Putting her first.
Exactly. Thus, you have already opened the shields are already down. Do you see the shields?
How do I fix it? Because I'm like, I don't know. Because like now I feel like I should just like bounce at this point because of all
brother,
the things
you
I'm
think,
hearing
okay,
now.
Brother, look, I'm gonna tell you what a woman say. You ain't going nowhere. Listen to me. You don't think I tell women you ain't going nowhere. You can go as fucking far as you want. You'll be back. You know why I'm arrogant enough to say that shit? Because I know they're gonna come back, brother. You're okay. Not going anywhere.
Okay, so what do I? Because I'm confused now. I'm confused.
All right,
as
listen,
to what
listen.
I should do from here on out.
Oh, Scooby did. Okay, wait. Listen to me. I want you to listen to me. You leave her. What do you think? While you're in your lonely ass house, in your lonely ass bed, or you at the lonely ass bar, who do you think is going to be on your mind?
That's
and it ain't going to be, you know, it's going to be him doing things to her. And you don't even, I keep trying to tell y'all, man, they set you up. Man, they mess y'all guys up so bad because you should be thinking about yourself. That's what stops them coming inside. Because they've got to prove themselves to you. They don't just need to come in your mind absolutely free on general principle because they look good. But
okay.
Listen to me. I'm saying, listen, this is what you're saying. Okay. When you told her that you didn't want, you wanted her to see other people, let's be honest. How did you feel about her at this point? Did you like her? Did you want her to be yours, just yours? What was your thinking when you told her, I'm seeing other, because you remember, all right, because listen, everybody, hold on, time out. Let's break this down and let's slow this thing down. Let's look like Taekwondo says, let's look at the paper trail. Look, okay, your first mistake was you've been listening to us and you said, you know what? Shit, I'm going to do what the real motherfucker men are doing, and I'm going to let that woman know
that
she can see other guys, and I'm going to see other women. Now, you thought that.
Hell yeah.
So, what was your thought about this woman? Did you want a relationship with her? What did you want from this woman?
I was like, I could find, this is like a chick that I can come to if I want to fuck, and then I can bounce, you know what I mean? And that's how I've been seeing it the
whole way.
So like,
Wait. So you said this is a booty call, right?
I mean, yeah, it's like a relationship booty call. Like, it's like a friendship with benefits type of shit.
No. Wait. Is it a relationship or is it a booty call? Come on, let's be honest.
Both. Like,
then
it's
a
relationship.
Okay.
Kind of.
You fell in love with her coming over and giving you some ass. You
that
got caught.
Nice.
I know. Okay, brother. Here's the problem. It's not supposed to be her pleasing you. You should have been pleasing her. And you wasn't doing that. Because
how do I fix it?
Well, I'm showing you where everything went wrong. Because you were being selfish. You made it all about the dick. You wanted to be pleased. Right. Right.
So good.
That's
okay.
I'm not saying that's not bad. That was a good thing. Until you made it about the pussy. Until you made it about her. And once you made it about her, you started catching feelings. But when you started catching feelings, I think that's when you probably hit it with this, I want you to see other people, and I'm going to see other people. When did this, I'm going to see other people, come into play? Was it before
you started catching feelings? At the very beginning of our relationship.
There was never a relationship.
okay, listen. Okay, let me tell you from the start. So, like, she was seeing other people at the time. I was seeing her, and I didn't care. I was like, that's cool. Like, go do
because
your thing, right?
Because they were below. Wait, stop, time out. Let's be honest. Because they were making less money than you, right?
Yeah, that was the big,
We gotta make sure. Why can't she please him, Steve? I like to be a pleaser. What's going on? Okay, listen. I understand you like to be a pleaser, and that's great because all your life that's what you've been trained to do. But when you get with a real one, he's going to please you. He will find pleasure in your orgasms. He will find pleasure in your mind and how you feel and how you touch yourself because that's his job. He's like a dildo. He is going to please you. Pleasure to him is you getting off and you going beyond your sexual scope that you see. You have see, the problem is if you're always pleasing guys, that's the problem, because that's some selfish ass shit. You shouldn't be out to please a guy. The pleasure should be when you're cooking, cleaning, vacuuming, or doing laundry. That's the pleasure he should have. But his job is to make sure. See, but the, I mean, it's not two birds. His job is to make sure that once I take care of you, I dare you to leave. I dare you to go. I dare you. See, Mutt, you're smart. You can please the guy. So guess what, Mutt? You're smart enough to know he ain't pleasing you. And you can cut him off that easy, which, Mutt, gives you power over all the guys. Come on, Mutt, let's look at it. That gives you power because you're pleasing them. So that means you have the power to cut it off. You got the power to turn it up. You got the power to turn it down. And again, you have the power to turn it off, which puts you in the high position. That's the power you have. And Mutt, you know whenever you want to cut him off, you can just do it like that and not even think about him. So come on, Mutt. A lot of you women know what I'm talking about. That's why you like to please, because you know if a motherfucker like us get around, you know it's a wrap. But you're in control, Mutt. So that's what I'm saying. That's why it's going over your head, because you actually – look at this. Six with Joe on. These women know what I'm talking about. These women know that they like to please guys because they're in control of the feelings and emotion. If the woman is if the woman is pleasing the guy, right? If the woman is pleasing the guy, who's in control? She's in control. So that means she can dole out her feelings whenever she wants to. She can drip it, few drips. She can pour a little bit. She is in full control. Okay, Carl, think about the stripper. I'm not calling the women on this thing strippers, but listen to me. Carl, think about a stripper. When the John gets into the strip club, right, the stripper pours on what she knows she's got to pour on to get the money from the mark. You see what I'm saying? Or to get bigger things from the mark. So she's pleasing him to a level higher than his expectation. Because anything higher than his expectation, he then is going to fall in love. He then is going to be butter. He then is going to get ran. Because he doesn't want to let that feeling go. So what he'll do is keep paying for that feeling. Keep submitting to that feeling. So when you women are sitting around here talking about you please men, of course you do, because they don't know how to please you. And you know this, ladies. You know these guys can't please you. So you take the reins, please them. That means you're in control of how you give out your love. Listen, caller. But it also keeps them intact with their emotions, caller. They don't get emotionally caught up in a motherfucker. Because any woman that's listening to me right now that's knowing what I'm talking about, you know that when you cut a guy off, you're not crying over that guy. You're not sitting around saying, I wonder what that guy is doing. You're not saying, I miss him. You just said next because you let him go. Because, ladies, you are keeping him at an arm's length by pleasing them, because you control their feelings and emotions. And that means you don't have to give your emotions away, which puts you in the higher position. So that's what I'm talking about, Mutt. You know, I know what y'all women are doing. And Carla, that's what that woman has done to you.
So how do I fix what I started?
All right, brother, what I'm saying is.
No, I know. I get it now.
All right, but what I'm saying is, that ain't no strong. Fuck you.
I don't know, man.
I'm going to call you when the show is over, motherfucker. Shout out to my dog, 1950. Anyway, shout out to my dog. Listen to me. What I am saying to you is that I'm going to use my dog. I'm going to use my dog 1950. You want to know why women are intrigued and want to be with 1950, even though they're with other guys?
Why is that?
1950 is not inviting any woman in his mind. There is not one woman got free real estate in his mind. He's got the high position. But what turns them on is his manliness, dominance, and how he is as a man. And she can't get that from other regular guys. So she knows that she's got to submit. And what she's submitting is not what she thinks she's submitting. It's the emotions that's got her tied up into what he's doing. He's in her mind, meaning that she can't make him jealous. She can't move him. She can say, 1950, I'm sick of this shit and I'm gone. You know what 50 say? Hey, take care of yourself. I'll see you later. Why would you say that? See, I told you you didn't care about me. You're such a fucking asshole. I hate you, right? A day later, hour later, a week later. Hey, what you doing? I missed you. Heart eyes, crying eyes. When can I see you? When can I talk? And let me show you how cold motherfuckers like this guy is, like us men. You don't have to talk. Let's say y'all stop talking, right? Let's say y'all stop talking, right? As soon as we pick up, let's say it could be a week, it could be 2 weeks, it could be months. As soon as we start talking again, okay, remember I told you, remember you ever see the movie Ratatouille? I don't know if you have kids, but I got a kid. So anybody that's seen, have you ever seen Ratatouille? Caller.
Yes, I've seen it.
All right, you've seen the movie Ratatouille, the Walt Disney movie, right? You've seen that, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I have seen it. Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
What happened to the food critic at the tail end of that movie? When he had a taste of that soup, what did he do? What happened to him?
Wait, say that again?
Did you watch the Walt Disney movie, yes or no? Yes or no?
Yeah, where the rat controls the guy with the...
No,
with
I'm saying food. No, I say the food critic. There was a food critic that sat down to taste the food, right?
Yeah, and he fell in love with the food.
Right, Zion, right. As soon as he took the food, he had a flashback all the way back to his childhood. So as soon as a woman talks to a man, what do you think happens? Everything comes right on back. All the feeling, every feeling, emotion. Just like the alcoholic, right? Let's take the alcoholic. You know, I've been in sobriety for like 2 years now. All it takes is one drop of alcohol to bring that guy all the way back. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the power that a man has. But your problem is that you have given her power over you.
Okay.
Because you're jealous of her being with another guy because he's got more money than you. And you hate that she's talking about the other guy that has more money than you because it's actually hurting you. You don't have to admit that, but I know it's hurting you. And because it's hurting you, you're mush. She's got you. So you can't run away from it. What you have got to do is slowly get out of it. You do not never listen. And I look, I'll tell the women, hey, listen, I am bold enough. This is how fucking cold I am. I'm bold enough to tell the woman a secret, and they're still fucked. So I'll just tell you the secret. I'll be honest with you. Here's the secret. We want them to go. Want them to go cold turkey. Because as soon as they go cold turkey, they fuck. But here's another thing that's even greater. Even if she slow cooks it, she's still fucked. So, ladies, there's no getting out of this for you ladies. There's really no getting out of this. So if you think that, well, you know what? I'm going to slowly pull back from this guy. What happens when you drink his Ratatouille? You're going to come right back. There's no escape. What I'm trying to tell you, brother, is that your only escape is building that second theater.
Okay.
You've got to build the second theater. And you've got to keep her in that theater. Keep her in the first theater.
Okay.
Don't keep her in the second one.
Okay.
But your problem is that your greater problem is, and why you're going to lose is because you don't understand the game. I'm not playing games with women. I'm just saying don't fuck with me. You don't want to fuck with a guy like me. And I'm serious. You don't want to be with a guy like me. You don't want to be with someone like me. And you know what that does? That intrigues them. Because they actually think that I'm you, caller. And they're like, shit, I got this. I don't have to do much work. Shields down. Hey, tanks, take a time off. Hey, put the jets to the side. No battlefield. Hey, half the battalion, y'all rest. Can we just get the guys throwing paintballs or something or paper? Let's get the guys throwing paper balls because we can destroy this guy with a bunch of paper balls. And they're fucked around me. I am telling you that there are women that are smart. See, women don't want to give away that they're really into you. They don't want to give away that they're really deeply, really emotionally connected to you because they feel like if I honestly tell this guy that I really, really, really like him, follow this caller, they go back to their past to a surface dweller and say, yeah, I remember last time I told a guy I really, really liked him and he just used my feelings against me or he threw it in my face and it really hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got to be cautious by what I say and I got to be cautious what I do because I don't want to feel bad or anything like that. I don't want to feel like it's a one-sided thing. And that's why, like, the mutts and these women in here love the power of pleasing you guys because they use what the stripper is using on you motherfuckers and the gold diggers are using on you. They control the board. They have the power. They have the power to move the pieces. They got the power to move everything. They are in control because they're trying to please you because you're so desperate. All you want is a little piece of pussy. That's all you want is a little
pussy
piece of pussy.
Is good. Pussy
but
is good.
You know, wait. Pussy's good, but her fucking core is so much better. Her core in submission of her
body.
So
how do I get to that?
By learning game. I keep telling y'all.
I've been following you. I've been following everybody on YouTube.
No.
Be spitting the real
That's
shit.
Your problem. That's your problem. All you've been doing is following and cherry picking. Somebody says, well, I tell women that to see other women, and you go see them. You know what you say? Ooh, I want to try that move. You know, look. You know how many emails I get from guys daily? Steve, I heard you say a smooth line to a woman. And I heard what you said to someone, a very smooth line. And Steve, I used it. Oh, my God. And she responded, well, what do I do next? She wants to see me right now. What do I do next? She wants to come over to my house right now. What do I do next? And that is the problem. See, I'm saying that I The only time I submit is in the bedroom. The only time. You want to know why? Because I'm the only one, or some of us like me, are the only ones that are not selfish lovers. See, the women out there that please you, you're not even laying hands on them. You're not even touching places on them. They've got so many spots on their body that you don't even touch. You have no idea. But I want to conquer her. I want it all. I want it all. And I do not care what her situation is. If I'm on her mind an inch, just admit it. Just take it. Like, it's kind of like Vader, like Star Wars. You remember Luke kept telling Vader, there's good in you, Father. There's good in you. I can feel it. There's good in you, Father. And Vader says, no, you don't know the power of the Force. No, Father, there's good in you. There's good in you, right? What I'm saying is this. I know that you are afraid. You just have... See, here's the thing, caller. Now, this is very crucial. I am not allowed to force a situation. That's a check and balance. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I can easily flirt and force a situation, but I can't force it. Because in order to get to her core, she must at 100% let me in. That means she herself makes a 100% decision that I am not manipulating. I am not trying to pander or push her to get to that decision. She must make that decision 100% to let me in. And once I'm in, it's over. But your problem is that you have given her your 100%. And now she's in your mind running you.
Okay.
Does that make sense? She's in your mind.
Yeah.
And because she's in your mind, you can't get her out. See, you want to run away from it, says the guy that runs away from the bullets, says the guy that runs away from the burning building, and says the guy that won't go in a dark cave. You think by running